favorite radio station.
Someone's going to get offended. It's just the way the world works. So to hopefully save everyone a little time and or energy, here's this. The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
The Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning.
Yes, it is. Hey, you wanted the best. You got the best. The hottest talk show in the morning anywhere in the country. It's the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. And we are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. That's a free application that you can have on your smartphone. And sometimes it's in your car. And sometimes you'll see it on the television. It's the little icon. And when you click on that, you got thousands of radio stations. But so more uniquely, you have Real Radio 104.1, really the most unique radio station in the entire country. You got that when you got iHeartRadio. Along with the Monsters in the Morning, we have our own podcast channel, so you don't ever have to miss anything. Angel puts up shows from 2 days ago, 3 days ago, 3 months ago, 3 years ago. It's all up there at monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. We'll be live on our YouTube channel today. It's iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube, or just click right through to monsters.fm for all you got. Hey guys, I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program, and with everyone this morning, we're going to do this until 11 o'clock. Here's the Goat Roping Champion of Palatka, Florida, Dirty Jim.
Hello.
Our producer is the Angel of Boom, Angel Rivera.
You're welcome.
To my right is Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
To the top, never stop, baby.
Savannah's here, the Gator Entertainer.
Hey!
And comedian Ryan Holmes.
I'm the king of Denmark.
You are. The telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041, or locally it's 407-916-1041. Live talk radio is awesome because it's live and because it's happening right now, and you can interact with it. You can be a part of it. You can text us right now, and right now we may text you back at 77031. It's not a guarantee. Not just because you text, you're definitely going to get a text back, but we try all through it, the entire show. Jimmy will text you back. Carlos, Angel, I will. So you'll get those texts back if you text us at 77031.
It's a funny thing about the world now that every time I leave my house, I have to remember every single thing you're doing and saying is being recorded.
Oh, why'd he say?
Because that is life. That is the world that we live in.
Well, whether every it's by choice, or by, like, you know, see, you know, TV, even, you know, the cameras.
It always is. Every single thing.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Like, you can't even fart without someone catching it on film.
Well, you know.
Oh, the days of silent farting.
Those were the
anonymous
days.
Farting used to be the thing for us. And I remember all back in the day, people asked me, what's great about life, Jimmy? I go, well, my wife is awesome. Yeah. My kids are dope. And
but I can't
fart. Anonymous farting used to be cool.
Right. Back on the Eisenhower, you could private fart.
Yeah. I farted in my.
I'm just saying, I'm using that as an example. Like, every single thing everybody does all the time.
Used to love farting in my knickers.
Now everybody let one rip right now.
Not good.
Aren't we on YouTube? And if we're not on YouTube, God forbid somebody hear it.
Yeah.
And then there it goes again.
I just committed a duty felony in the third floor.
There was something in the news just yesterday where this guy did something and he didn't realize he was being recorded. And you're right, like almost everywhere you go.
Yeah, he was riding a bicycle in front of a neighborhood, masturbating in a neighborhood, and he got caught.
Well, the murder guy. That guy basically confessed to a murder while doing a television interview as well.
What?
Yeah, you remember that. That show we were talking about, the Jinx or whatever. The guy.
I never saw The Jinx. I didn't see it.
He goes into the bathroom and basically confesses to a murder that he did, that he denied for his entire life. He got away with himself, it.
Oh, because he was talking. Yeah, I remember the.
He didn't really. From
he
what
said
I saw,
took both
he didn't look like it, he knew. He remembered he had a mic on.
Did you see the one? It was I don't know what state it was in, but there was some guy who was standing on the highway by a car, and another car hits a truck. And the truck explodes, and somehow the way that it hit him, it kind of just threw him into the other side of the lane of the traffic.
Is that the accident from Toronto?
It might have been from Toronto.
Is Drake okay?
The guy walks away from this.
Really?
The guy walks away from this, and it is amazing that he was able to.
So the car gets hit to the point where it spins like one of those playground things, and the G-force just sling his ass into the other lane?
Yeah, it just kind of...
It almost kind of spins around
him. It spins around him. He is the luckiest man in the world. If you see this accident, it's like, imagine a truck in the middle of I-4, and it's horizontal. It's like, you know, it's not going east or west, it's going horizontal.
Uh-oh.
And then another truck hits him, and he's standing here, and it spins him around, and then they show him just walking in. But the whole truck explodes. It's crazy. And, like, who would have known he would have been on video? But almost everything is being recorded.
Well, you know, Code Black has a camera wired into his truck. where if he's in traffic, you're being recorded in front of him.
Does he do any Russian taxi business on the side? Because that seems to be the other people that have, you know, these
dude, it was because of the Russians that that's become a popular thing. Because for a time there, the most amazing videos was just to watch people driving in Russia, and the crazy things that happen on highways and roads in Russia. And
does he keep it all? Does he keep like a drive of it?
It actually saved him money. He got into an accident one time, and it actually verified his story. And a number of other things, too. I mean,
Uber drivers do that because, you know, to kind of protect themselves you know. But, you know, the Russian thing you're talking about with these Russian cameras, that's how they catch most of those comets that are coming down. It's like, you
plane crashes, too, by the way.
Oh, God. Did you see it? Well, obviously, I'm sure you saw the plane crash. It just fell out of the sky. But they caught that on video. Right? Yeah. And I was thinking the same thing, Savannah. It's like, damn, almost everything is on video. Like, we're pretty covered, right?
It's a lot of, I mean, and I don't know about guys, but I know for women, it's a lot of work. What? It's a lot of work.
What do you mean?
Is so much effortless for me to just stay home and watch Netflix than it is for me to get up and get dressed and leave my house and know that every bit of that is being filmed. The times that I used to jump out of my Jeep and be like,
can't do that now.
And it is
I have to jump out and be like, "Oh, hey!"
It is unfair if you think women have to put on makeup. You know, they don't have to.
I mean, they don't have to. They look busted. But the way the world is now, God forbid you go out without makeup on, because somebody will be like, "This person's on drugs."
Yeah. Isn't that what built TMZ is catching people without makeup on?
Yeah,
stuff like that. You know,
but think about that. They kind of got that pinned to them where they kind of have to, and if you don't do it, there's something wrong with you.
The most amazing video, like you said, about the car in traffic is still the motorcycle crash where the guy
flips and lands
on top of the car like he's surfing on it.
Real? Has that been confirmed real? Because he looks like Spider-Man. I've always been just blown away by that clip. And he lands on the other car that's moving, right?
Yeah, and the car in front of him. Yeah. And he lands on it like it was a stunt, like he planned. And I've heard it was vetted and is completely real. I've seen it on a number of places. Wow. And people have asked. Like,
looks really real.
That one where the guy was skiing and behind him was a bear.
Bear was just... And that bear was being chased by that dragon from Lord of the Rings.
See, that's the thing about watching all this stuff. I get caught into thinking, this one was real, so this one's got to be real, too.
If I watched it right now, the bear one, I would still think it was real.
Did you see it?
I want to be chased.
It looked real to me, too.
Yeah. I loved it.
Did you see the new video called The Meg? Have you seen that one, Savannah?
No.
So there's a video out about this shark called The Meg. You remember the Megalodon, right?
Obviously. Yeah.
Well, apparently there is one. And they've caught video of it, and
I knew it.
It's coming after people and stuff. Dude, have you seen it?
I have not seen it.
I've heard of this movie.
Oh, so close, guys. So
I was
close.
So there. I was ready to go.
Carlos was working with me. I love it.
I was ready to go to a clip of a kind of off character shot of the Megalodon.
I tell you something that you probably didn't see because I know you don't watch the news very much. But 2 days ago, they had a girl that had graduated from either high school or college. I think it was high school, and it's in Texas. And they're like, oh my God, crazy girl.
I've been tagged in it 52,000 times.
And she goes out with that alligator, right? Mm-hmm. And she feeds the alligator. And I think to myself, man, our Savannah does that all the time.
Yeah.
But it made big news because she would
just
go out.
It depends on what cycle your video or pictures hit. That's all it depends on.
I don't even tag you anymore when I see cool gator clips.
Because like
I know
a
like
lot of
100 people have already gone like, hey, Savannah. But you seen that one where the girl does the thing?
So, okay.
You seen that one where
do you think she's safe?
The gator climbs that pool fence?
Is she safe because she says that the gator recognizes her and protects her?
Well, I don't know about protects her, but definitely recognizes her. That place that's at Gator Country in Texas.
Oh, is that where you went?
Gatorland actually gave them, I think, 60 alligators after the floods.
Wow, Gatorland rocks. Hey, and it's got to get annoying. A bunch of people are always hitting you up. But you seen that one where the gator rips off?
So anyways, yes, I do believe they have a relationship, her and this alligator.
One was flying that plane, fell right off.
That gator could have come from Gatorland?
No. Not that specific alligator, but some of the other ones.
Ain't no Gatorland gator going to be on a leash.
Because he was confusing her for you, and he's just looking at you.
He's like, is that my mom?
Oh, that's Savannah. Sweet. That's a nice thing you said. I met that gator before.
Oh, see, that's what it is.
I was a little loud for his take.
Yeah. He remembers, trust me. You get an impression.
Russ, she's seen the gator video. She's probably heard enough of it. But you seen that one where the guy gets his hand bit?
Oh, did you see that one?
You see that one where that guy
gets his arm bit?
That trainer got the death roll.
You know what? All day long and every day I get tagged in every single one.
Do you love it?
You have to be honored, right? the fact that when people see alligators now, they think, hey, somebody don't like this. I love it.
I get pizza and Scarface. Okay, so you get gators. I got pizza and Scarface.
I got Batman and Kiss.
Yeah.
I have people randomly run up to me and tell me I have an ugly sloth face. So that's good.
Yeah, you're ugly sloth face. But like getting a video to Savannah that she hasn't seen of a gator, or crocodile, reptile is like getting a song that Angel hasn't heard. You mention it. Hey, like, hey, have you heard that song? Cool. And he's like, no, I haven't heard that. And they're like, well, I could play it for you. Maybe you can play it on the show.
Yeah, right. Hey, I got a joke.
Did that happen yesterday?
Yeah, I got a joke for you.
That happened a couple days ago. I heard one of the listeners out at Universal
was
like, Angel, I got this song. You can play it on the air if you want to. And Angel just smiles. And
I was like,
oh, thank you.
When I went to Cuba and I went to Mexico, I always bring Angel back music, right?
Right. Yep.
Because I know in other countries they have different things that he might miss out on. And I've gotten him one time with one song that he had never heard before.
Ooh.
Yes. Woo! It makes me feel like such a winner.
Off the first trip, yeah.
Yep. I was like, oh my gosh, he's never heard it. I win. I know. I win the war.
Well, it's really
but you have to have the lyrics like written on a coconut to stump that guy. I mean, he knows everything about music.
It's nice, though, when people see certain things and they think of us.
With
cooking, they absolutely. I'm sure, Jimmy, you get all the cooking.
Oh, my God.
And golf. Cooking and golf.
It used to be, when I was into Tool quite a bit, it would be anything related to the band Tool. But now it's, I get probably 40 pictures of dishes that people have made of home a day.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
A day. And appreciative of everyone, because that means they're engaged and they enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they value.
I tag you in all the white beard ones.
Oh,
anytime I see a white beard on
me. Well, a new one has started. It started with a former employee of this radio station. LT has started a trend, but this is now the fifth one of Fat Billy Joel pictures.
Oh, really? That's
because
hilarious.
I look like Fat Billy Joel. And so now they send pictures of me looking like Billy Joel at bars. So everybody that looks like Fat Billy Joel sipping on a margarita in Bermuda shorts, I get photographs.
I'm going to her page right now.
I always liked her.
Shout out to LT.
LT's
she
the
is
greatest.
One of the coolest chicks. Well,
she's the greatest.
I had one for Ryan Holmes yesterday. A guy said, I saw the flag of Denmark, and I thought of Ryan Holmes. And then he made this. Did you see this?
Oh, look at that.
I'm the king of Denmark, Ryan Holmes.
Oh. Sweet. That's my shirt.
That's either that or a sloth diver down.
Yeah, this literally looks like a shirt you would buy right before you go scuba diving.
I'm thinking
are they going like to sue you?
What, Denmark?
Denmark going to sue you?
No.
You can hope.
I'm just asking.
I mean, that would be great for my career if they did. I'll be honest with you.
He has a little royal blood in him. They can't sue him.
Your first stand-up special needs to be Ryan Holmes, the king of Denmark.
Yeah, Denmark.
In Denmark.
That'd be good. All right, 407-916-1041. That's the phone number you want to remember a little bit later when we do some trivia, because we'll be giving away some stuff today. Also, you have an opportunity to win.
Oh, my God, Fat Billy Joel is Jimmy!
You son of a bitch.
Oh, my God, Fat Billy Joel is Jimmy!
I'm not that fat.
No, you're not. But I've never seen... Look, that is Jimmy every time he looks at Russ.
Hold on, let me see.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Put it on the Facebook.
Can you type it in Google? Just type in Fat Billy Joel.
Oh, we don't have enough time for that.
All right, I'm going to ask Savannah a question when we get back.
Okay, all right. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
Feeling chatty and abundant.
And that is how I ended up with one testicle.
407-916-1041. Toll free, 888-978-1041.
Radio 104.1.
Radio 104.1 broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. Your chances to win chances to win a trip for two to Vegas coming up today. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins along with Dirty Jim, Angel, Carlos, Savannah, and Ryan Holmes all here today. So we did go look up the photos of Billy Joel.
Woo! Painfully accurate.
Oh my God.
Painfully accurate.
Like the expressions. Here's the thing. Physically, even if you take that away, the expressions that Billy Joel has.
I guess you guys have the same temperament.
Yeah.
Are so Jimmy.
He's mad.
Now, weren't you saying he was an a-hole not too long ago?
Oh, yeah, no. He's supposed to be a big douche.
Oh, yeah. Oh well.
Mind you, I just look like him.
Right, yes.
Yeah. What did you do to offend LT?
I didn't. We're down. That's how down we are.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
She just randomly... Billy Joel.
She was actually sitting there. The story's funnier.
Let me hear it.
Wasn't Billy Joel. She was at a restaurant, and her husband are foodies.
Yeah, okay.
So we talk about cooking and food all the time. We've shared recipes, blah, 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 blah. And they're two of the greatest people. Honestly, it was so sad to see her leave, although she went on to bigger, better things here in Central Florida. She's out at Hard Rock now and killing it.
She's the boss over there, man.
And the funny thing is, I said, wow, what a dream job for you. She is such a fan of rock and roll.
Yep.
I mean, she loves it so much. So she was at a restaurant, and there was a guy at the bar, and it could be me, it could be Billy Joel, but it's the exact same guy.
Yeah. And there are people that just like that look.
She said, I didn't know you rolled up on me, like, are you creeping or something like that, just something funny. And then she said, by the way, dude's wife drank 2 bottles of wine. So anyway, that was just kind
of
weird.
There's a buddy of mine, shout out to Billy, but there's a lot of people that look like Billy.
Yeah.
And I'll randomly be like, there's another Billy.
Yeah.
And not Billy Joel, but a friend that just happens to have a certain look. And I would say, yeah, there is a look to the fat Billy Joel look.
Well, if you think about it like this, so guys at my age start losing your hair, and it starts turning gray. So I'm 50, right? Uh-huh. So when your beard grows and you don't want to have the skullet thing where you have a little bit of hair, I try to shave it as close as possible, but without shaving it completely bald. But a lot of guys go that route right there.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty common look for white guys my age.
Right.
So then we have the same kind of his eyes are remarkably similar.
Yeah, what makes it beautiful.
What makes it very is the goatee deal, you know?
Do you do your eyebrows, Jimmy?
Do you ever manicure your eyebrows?
My wife doesn't because she doesn't want to look at them anymore. Because they come like a ball of worms.
I'm just saying his have a little dye on them.
Yeah, no,
yours
I don't do that.
Don't.
No, I don't dye anything anymore. I went through that stage where I look like a gay cowboy vampire.
But the thing is about not dyeing your eyebrow, like, they're just going to disappear, and then you look like an alien.
Yeah, and I'm fine with it.
You don't want to look like old powder.
too late.
So, Jimmy, the two options for you were either to look like Billy Joel or Paul Feinbaum. Is that what you're saying?
Billy Joel or any guy with long hair from the ears down.
That's a bad look.
Yeah, that is a bad look.
That's the whole, the clown look.
Yeah, you don't want that guy. Hills Have Eyes.
I think you missed your era, because in the 1800s, you'd be walking around this bitch with a powdered wig down to your ass.
Just loving it.
And everybody would be like, dang, because you got money, and that would be a sign of, wealth, and we'd be walking around no wigs, one day we'll have one.
You know what? Here's the fact is, you don't know that I don't have a powdered wig. We have fantasies in our world.
Say what you want about Billy Joel, but I mean, he has been with some of the most beautiful women in the world.
No doubt.
Did you see that picture of Christie Brinkley?
She looks great.
He's still holding up.
I'll tell you something super funny. You want a picture to put up online at Monsters.fm.
It can't be better than Billy Joel.
No. The funniest picture is right now. So Billy Joel used to be married to Christie Brinkley.
Right.
Brinkley at one point, and actually even for decades, actually, was considered the most beautiful woman alive. Right? Is that collectively understood?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with that said, they had children. Well, there's a picture of Christie Brinkley that just came out recently because her daughter is doing some modeling and stuff.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is to say, hey, look how great Christie Brinkley looks at 63 years old.
She does.
And her two daughters are there. And I remember looking at the picture and going, well, we know which one followed Billy Joel.
Oh, yeah.
Because the one looks exactly like Christie Brinkley, and the other one does not.
Yes.
Oh, really?
You are right. Kind of wonky looking. I saw that picture and I was like, oh, no, how sad.
Somebody's married to Billy Joel's, one of Billy Joel's daughters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, famous person.
But it wasn't just Christie Brinkley. I think it was Meg Ryan he was with or somebody.
Who?
Billy Joel. There was another famous, beautiful woman that he...
Yeah, I don't think he was with Meg Ryan, though. I could be wrong.
No, that's John Cooper Mellencamp.
Kelly Pickler he was with.
No.
The Pickler?
Not the Pickler.
Yeah,
leave the Pickler out of this.
You know, when you write songs and stuff, there's a certain magnetism to that. You know, I mean, you're famous, rich, write songs.
Oh, yeah.
A music legend, you're going to get good-looking women.
Hey, God, women appreciate these things.
Talking about daughters, how old were the daughters? How old were they? Do you know?
I don't know. Dang. The good looking, ooh, the one that looks just like her is probably in her early 20s. I guess, and the other one I think is a little bit older.
Identical.
The reason I ask is
identical.
There was they sent me this stuff overnight. It's like, here's your show prep, here's the stuff that's going on. And they sent me, Eminem's daughter, all grown up or something like that.
Beautiful.
And they showed me, I saw the picture. I'm like, ooh, I don't know. That feels kind of creepy just putting her picture up because she doesn't look like she's over 18.
No, she's 21.
Oh, she is?
Oh, yeah.
And think about it. I mean, mean, Eminem's history of including his daughter in his work has been insane because of the content.
True.
And so you kind of want to know, did this girl turn out okay?
Right.
It was more than okay.
It was a moral compass thing with me. I was like, I don't know if I should do that. Now, I'll show you guys if you want to see. I mean, she's a beautiful girl, but she just looks like she's a little kid. So
yeah, I mean, those things move around on Facebook all the time.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah. She looks much older than I remember, yeah. I remember as a
things like that those are click-throughs, you know, famous people's kids.
Yeah.
I mean, you remember seeing them. Now they're all grown up. Have you seen the latest picture of Chaz Bono?
No.
How's he look?
I mean,
I hope he's unbelievable,
like handsome.
Oh,
like,
really?
I mean,
really?
Like,
good.
I like, hold on. What the F? I mean, that.
Chaz, let me see old Chaz.
I mean, like a really handsome man.
They want us to put pictures and stuff up to try to get clicks on the website. That's the reason that we do a lot of this stuff. And so as I'm doing them, sometimes I feel comfortable. Like, okay, I'm okay with this one. She wanted to take this picture. She's good. But the ones where they take pictures of people from far away,
I feel
are creepy. But here I'm showing you guys. This is what they sent me. I did not put it on the website.
Yeah,
I'm
Meg
just
Ryan?
Showing you. It's Meg Ryan.
She looks
great. And she looks good for, you know, for her age. But for some reason, I feel like it's creepy to take those where they didn't know they were being taken pictures of.
You know,
it's kind of, I don't know.
I agree with you, Russ, but you know it's crazy what you just said for your age? I think very soon that is going to be looked at as a derogatory term.
For her
age? I think you're not going to be able to say for her age. That is going to be looked at
She still looks beautiful.
I totally get it.
But like this photo right here, it's like she did not want that photo taken.
No.
It's some creeper guy in another boat taking a photo of her, and it's like, I don't know. It feels kind of wrong to put it on the website. I don't know.
No, I'm looking at Chaz. He's looking good, man.
Yeah, man. Super handsome young man.
How is that? He's really good looking.
I'm serious,
good
right?
For him.
Like, you would go out with him, right?
If he trimmed down a little bit.
Hey, you got your taste.
Just a little bit.
At least you're honest. All right,
just saying.
You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Good for your weight.
I would not leave you.
Orlando City treks to our nation's capital to take on DC United Sunday. Coverage begins at 7:30 p.m. on our sister station, FM 96.9 The Game, AM 740, and iHeartRadio.
Radio! 104.1.
Hey, thank you for listening to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. And we are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio, and you can check us out on our YouTube channel right now. If you go to monsters.fm, we're talking to people during the break.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you on the break also at on our texting service at 77031. Sometime who will text you back. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel and Carlos, Savannah, and Ryan all here today. And I hate to say it. You know how some you look forward to, and some things you get that little feeling in your stomach, and you're like, oh, I'm not looking forward to this.
Is it Fat Dirty Jam? Billy Joel.
Oh, wow. Look at
sorry,
that.
Sorry, I apologize.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
It's very hard
you didn't
to
even
say.
You don't even mask it. You just went
No.
You don't need to. We're friends. We're fine.
I was going to say FBJ. Is that right?
He's fried.
Fat Billy Joel, yeah.
FBJ.
Yeah, FBJ.
Hashtag FBJ.
There you go. Okay.
Freudian slip.
No, I'm starting to get nervous about getting on roller skates already.
You should be.
I'm like, oh, tomorrow night.
I think you're going to get hurt.
Well,
you're going to be fine. Everybody's going to be fine. Nobody's going to be hurt.
No,
did you talk to Pat the Plumber?
I have not talked to Pat the Plumber. I was, and it wasn't about your skating. It was about plumbing business.
Oh, I thought it was about your skating night.
No, actually.
About helping other people.
There's going to be plenty of awesome Astro skating skaters out there, referees that are going to help.
Don't they have one of those really cool contraptions that help you?
You are not going to use that because you will crush it.
It's made out of PVC pipe.
Oh, really?
It's a walker with wheels, isn't
it? It's a walker.
Yes.
And I really don't recommend those. Like, I don't think
I do. Highly.
It's not the best. Oh, you're right, Jimmy. You should do it.
Yeah.
What am I thinking here? That's the best way to learn, especially for big guys who will be leaning over and your body weight will propel you.
And what makes it go better is how many photos are taken out.
Yeah. Also, if you get like little like socks, like little girl socks,
little typey socks.
And you put socks around the wheels, it'll make it go a little bit slower, a little bit easier, and you won't fall and bust your ass.
What are you talking about?
Russ,
not even real.
Russ,
socks on the wheels.
No.
There's like 4-year-old kids doing it, dude.
Fine.
Let him do it.
What are you talking about?
I'm struggling.
Yeah, I'm struggling with this. We want him to be comfortable.
Thank you, Angel. He's trying to give away a prize.
Yeah, this will look cool.
This is not going to generate clicks.
I'm going to make him kiss baby suck. He'll be cool.
Exactly.
Listen.
Yeah. No, I mean, his whole thing hasn't turned into keep away from Russ kind of thing.
Russ had a Razor scooter one time.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys knew this or not.
Oh, you should bring it. Bring the scooter.
Best story ever.
It was either Dirty Jim was there or Danny
was
there.
I was there.
You were there?
Yes, I was there.
Okay, so we built this ramp in the road. Built a ramp.
For the kids.
Like, built a ramp for the kids in the road.
Screw traffic.
Went to Home Depot. Put it up. Set it up. It was a high ramp. So you're going to come down the driveway, right? We all had skateboards. Razor scooter.
Well, it was Ryan's skate Razor scooter. Yeah, yeah.
Comes down the driveway, flying down the driveway.
Would be the keyword.
And then you get that momentum going. And
the kid's like, ding, ding,
and then you go up the other side and you jump, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you're so heavy that you just crashed through the ramp that you spent the whole
day building. The wheel went through the ramp and I went boom, 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 boom.
The transition.
First time after all that work.
It was great because there was no lift. It was like a bulldozer directly
oh my
through
God.
The ramp. It was no lift. It was like, bam!
Yeah. See, I don't do good on wheels. That's what I'm nervous about.
You're going to be fine on these wheels.
So make sure you have your smartphones out and record Russ all evening. It's going
to
be awesome.
There are no ramps at the skating rink.
I don't know if my gimmick or whatever for that night is going to be tomorrow night, by the way. It's the couple skate, right?
I didn't know for sure, but I figured.
So people will be couple skating, and then if I tap you on the shoulder, you got to get off the rink.
Right.
And whoever is the last one is going to win a $500 gift certificate to the International Diamond Center. It's $500
that's
prize.
A lot of money. Right.
Yeah. It's a huge deal.
I didn't think about the fact that, you know, now they're going to be trying to outskate me.
And he's going to be smacking people right and left. People are going to come out with eye jammies. It's going to be bad.
Savannah, you recently went skating,
right,
and you saw the speed, and that was like the kid level. Now, when the adults get out there,
but they have to be hugging each other.
They could go under your legs, bro. They're not gonna get you're not gonna touch them.
Yeah, that question was asked for a trivia last night. I had a bunch of fans of the show come, and they were like, what do you mean by couple skate? Are we just next to each other? So you have to be holding on to each other.
So it has to be romantic love skating.
That's right.
What if it's freestyle couple skating?
No, can't do that.
And it has to end in marriage.
No.
What if people get married at the couple skate? That'd be awesome.
No, one has to be skating backwards, the other is skating forward, and they got to be hugging.
This is convoluted.
Well, you gotta have your hand in their pocket.
Can Carlos be talked to?
That's way better.
Can I talk to you?
You can talk all you want. This is my couple skate.
I brought this up yesterday, and everybody was cool with it.
I know, but then you're gonna have this really boring, just them whole. Like,
oh, it's love. Love is never boring.
No. But what if they're able to mix in and out, and they're doing a routine? Because these people are gonna be doing like, hey,
that's not what he wants.
You know what? If I see that,
and it looks lovely, and then.
It looks lovely, then I'm in.
Okay, good. Because if they just hold each other, it looks like Murderer's Row. They're like, do not move.
I don't want them side by side. Oh, there you go. Perfect song.
All right.
Yeah.
There is no funky skating, love skating going on to this. This is straight.
Who said
white
funky
bread? White bread.
Yes, white boys.
White bread.
That's
horrible,
what I like.
Kind of
white
just
boy love.
Holding
DJ
each other.
DJ Angel Boom. You're in control, bro. You're in control, is what I'm saying.
God, and then he's going to be there pouting in the middle of the skating
rink. Why'd you play Nelly?
You know, he finally knows me well. My heart feels good because Angel knows
he's
me
like,
well.
This is not what. This is not love.
This is not the skate.
You guys don't love each other. You're not skated to Berlin.
That's some funny crap.
This is just a snick skate
exactly
over
what go through my head. I mean,
wow,
this is a long.
You know, Russ,
what?
It's your contest. I'm sure we could do some other after
Yeah,
that.
You can do your snake skate any way you want, and you can do your race
you,
skate whatever
what,
you want.
What
Angel gets to play whatever he wants. He's doing stupid cotton candy.
Snake.
Everybody's got something.
Oh, stupid cotton candy. There we go
again. There we go. It's out.
It is a bonanza, sir.
And so it begins.
A bonanza.
How dare you?
What
snake
is the
skate
cotton?
Is pretty much defined by snake.
But what's your plan for the snake skate? Songs?
Well, I was thinking about the kind of music that I want. I'm not real sure about it.
DJs and dance
what about
crews
this song?
All
this
around the world.
Ready? I think you'll like this.
Don't nobody want it. We hella hot at the moment. We're coming for all opponents and feel incredible.
Who made this song? Who is this?
Who's Avid?
It's Tech N9ne.
Tech N9ne. He'll kill you.
Yeah, Technical 9.
Don't make us wait. Did you say Technical 9?
Did you just check in on a walkie?
Don't make us play African Bambaataa in this bitch.
Yeah, Russ like, technical nine. We need the lumber over at lot eight.
Have you guys heard 369 Mafia?
It's awesome.
You just called. Did a police call right there. They all activated. They're all.
I love what, Aang.
So what are the rules for the snake skate?
Yeah, what are?
There's not rules.
It's like the Outback, bro. No rules. Yeah, just right.
Snake skate. There's not rules, really. Okay. Everybody just touch hips like a snake, and then we go.
What are the rules for your fun?
There's not really that many.
I don't like your rules.
Okay. And then the rules for the race, like, what are going to be the age groups and stuff?
Well, we're going to have kids 10 and under.
10 and under, okay.
Okay, and, no, actually, I think I said, like, 7 and under, and then...
Oh, now we're changing, okay.
Yeah, we, you know what, here's the deal. That depends on how many kids are there. I look around, I see a lot of young kids, we'll do a younger group, and then we're going to basically have every level.
And we have prizes for the winners.
Absolutely, yeah. But the only rule is, don't come in second place.
Oh, wait a minute.
First is the only win.
Right.
That's it. That's
so I think I should have two competitions too.
Okay. Well, I didn't know it was a competition.
A kid and an adult. I mean, not two snakes.
I think that's a great idea because the kids would have.
Yeah, because the kids are going to fall more too.
Yeah.
And so
I don't know. The adults may also fall.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Good idea. Say, all right, y'all, it's the kids' snake skate. And then they all come out.
Yeah.
And then, all right, kids, get the hell out of here. Now it's adult snake. Or do you make it, they just attach to the kid snake?
Kids skate, and then grown up.
Sounds like you guys have wonderful plans. So, Ryan Holmes, what is Cotton Candy Bonanza?
It's funny. I got that question last night as well. They're like, so what is the bonanza
what
part?
What is exactly a cotton candy?
Yeah. It's and I'm like, a word, it's basically I own a cotton candy machine. And I didn't have any ideas.
No, you had the idea. We're having this meeting, right? Everyone's coming up with these ideas. And from the back of the room, I hear Ryan Holmes go, I got a cotton candy machine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, perfect. You'll have a cotton candy bonanza.
Boom. I'm trying to contribute. All right.
I love it. Hey, look, it's wonderful. There's got to be something you can do with cotton. Here you go.
Cotton candy eating contest.
And kids, on your mark, get set, go. First one to finish all the cotton candy gets a prize.
You want Russ in on this? Make cotton candy love.
Oh, how's that?
Oh, like a couple has to eat the cotton candy together.
Oh.
I kind of think that's hot.
That's
pretty
good.
Can you hide a prize in the cotton candy?
Like
a condom?
Like not like that, but if you made a hard cotton candy ball, could you hide a prize in it?
Why are you cheating?
See, now this is getting bonanza like. I like it.
Yeah, now it's a bonanza. Why weren't you in this meeting before?
I don't like Savannah's warped view of cotton candy, a hard cotton candy ball. Nobody wants a damn hard cotton candy ball.
Otherwise, you're going to have to hide something white that you can't see through there.
No, they have colored cotton candy.
Yeah, I got pink. I got darker pink.
Yeah, but where are you going to find something pastel pink to hide that anyone wants?
Pink.
So Ryan, part of the bonanza. Let's say we grab five people. You pick five people,
right?
And you make them all a nice big thing on cotton candy. On your mark, set, go. Whoever's finished the entire thing wins some cool prize.
That is a fantastic idea. Right, I like it too.
We got a bonanza. That's
good.
Now it's a bonanza.
It's tomorrow night, which is crazy. It just popped up on us. It's from 6 to 8 at Astroscape.
It's making my tummy.
I'm
nervous though because I know I'm going to fall and hurt myself. And everything is. That's why I was thinking about everything being videoed.
Are you wearing pads?
I'm like, everything's being videoed. I'm going to bust my ass.
Are you wearing pads?
No, that's I know.
I mean, are you sure you're not going to wear pads?
I don't need any pads.
On your knees instead.
On my knees.
But wear them under your jeans. You could do that.
Oh, no.
Wear them on top.
Wear them on top.
No, I don't even. I'm not going to hit my knees. If I fall, it's my ass.
You're going to want to wear pads. You need to wear pads.
Yeah, you're going to want to wear pads. You can really hurt yourself,
and you only want to fall forward.
I don't think I've ever fell forward.
Called a starfish.
I think I always fall backwards.
I only fall in love.
Do you know the actual amount of times you've skated? I mean, is it that infrequent?
It's pretty infrequent.
More than 10?
I think I would go every week, and I would stand by the pinball machine, and then a couple times I tried to couple skate,
and I
fell, and she would help me up, and then I'd fall again.
What's up, fellas? What's going on the streets?
I'm hanging over here by the pinball machine.
I was, and then they play Rocket Ride, and I try to go as fast as I could.
That sounds badass.
That was a badass.
Are you gonna wear a bandana?
No, that would be stupid. I got a really cool.
That would be stupid.
I got a real cool sleeveless Edgewater High School shirt.
Yeah, but your Edgewater High classic picture icon of Central Florida is you with that red bandana around
Hell,
your neck.
Yeah, that's your
if
rock.
If you don't wear that,
that's your rock
really,
fanny pack picture.
You're kind of cheating us of Triple R.
Yeah, Bo and I thought it was cool to wear bandanas back in that day.
If you guys both don't wear bandanas fine. Friday night.
Is Bo coming?
I'm no. just going to say, you guys are both weak.
You would not get Bo on skates.
Why do I think Bo would get out there and start doing triple axles? Bo is coming down on some roller skates.
And yeah, he's going to start stripping.
Hey, limbos.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Hey, by the way, the reason we're doing this is for a great cause. It's to supply for donations and stuff for a gift for teaching. And it was really cool. They came in yesterday.
Yeah, it was great. Marisa came in, and she was very thankful. Your daughter actually was in process, en route to go to a gift for teaching to pick up supplies because she's a teacher as well. And,
yeah.
And it's all coming together really well. I didn't really know a lot about a gift for teaching, but it is a huge need in the Central Florida community as well as a lot of other places. And tomorrow night, when you bring those supplies, it's going to go to a teacher that really needs those supplies for a student.
You know what's funny is, you know, you told me that the people from Channel 6, I think, they wanted to talk to Brittany. My daughter's a teacher, and she was going out there, and they said, hey, can we interview your daughter when she goes out to get the supplies? So I sent Brittany a text, and she goes, oh no, Dad, I do not do, no. I didn't think she would do it, because she's just more private, and she's,
I really respect that about her, because I didn't say anything, but I was like, she ain't gonna say it.
She ain't gonna say it. But she said thanks anyway. But no, thanks. But Channel 6 was the newest story on it, and Channel 6 really supports a gift for teaching.
I see that.
Yeah. So you know, hopefully we'll get a lot of supplies for them. And the lady yesterday was very, very nice.
She's fantastic, and hopefully we'll do some more stuff with them in the future.
So everything's set then, right?
Yeah, man, everything's set.
Everybody got their outfits.
Got my outfit.
I got my outfit in the mail.
What are you wearing? Can you say it? In the mail.
It's a unitard. You know what that is? It's a full-on bodysuit.
Are you representing any school? Like, it's supposed to be a school.
It's a back to school.
No, you know what I say about school.
What? You kiss my ass. I don't never need no schoolings.
That wasn't me.
No, yeah, you can wear your back to school gear. I'm wearing some back to school gear. One of the schools I support. And but if you don't wear a fly skate outfit, that's cool too. But just come in a theme, and you can literally stay the whole night. You don't have to leave at 8 p.m. It's not like get out.
Right.
You know, you can literally stay the whole night. They got a monster meal package for $104.1.
Oh yeah,
you get like a pizza. You get a hot dog.
You get a pizza?
Soda. Yeah, they got all our favorite little snacks and combined into one. They're going Astro Skate right on Goldenrod is going over and above
to make sure
for the Monster fans, and really excited about it.
Texting service checking in. Great idea. I should get a selfie stick that I can...
Then you're whipping people like a 1920s Irish cop.
Is that bad?
That's horrific. You're literally knee knocking, okay?
Yeah, people are going to come
People
are going to come out hurt.
I want to know more about this unitard.
It's really simple black unitard that you wear. It covers all your parts.
Like Olivia Newton-John?
Yeah.
Kind of thing?
You got a hip trainer in there. So it looks like my ass.
Waist trainer.
Are you going to have like a flash dancer shirt where you cut the sleeves really low and then the neck?
I already got one.
I got some arm trainers.
I already got one at home.
Jelly bracelet? Got a gator on it or anything?
It doesn't have anything on it. I might have to go work on it a little bit before the night. I got one day ahead of time.
How about a snake, you know, since you're doing the snake skate?
Yeah.
Like a Cobra Kai or something?
I should have thought of that a long time ago.
You know what? I'm telling you right now, we're going to have some extra little prizes given out. If you come all dressed up looking good, boom, just gonna hit you off with the price.
The idea is support whatever school you love.
Sure,
you know, it could be any school, whatever school you love, support
it. What if you don't love a school?
Well, then you love
Gatorland Education.
I
love old school.
Hard knocks,
but it's easy to figure out why.
Yeah,
Florida Gators.
No, why
you don't like school because you're a unitard.
Hey, Samay, you seen that gator on the golf course video?
No, can you please tag me in it?
Everybody tag Savannah in your favorite gator video today, just
crocodile.
On Instagram.
Love it.
What music is going to be played during the snake skate?
That's a good question.
We haven't really defined
that.
Defined the love song.
I'm thinking White Snake? No.
How about DJ Snake?
Oh, DJ Snake, yeah.
DJ Snake, but you
guys don't understand the concept of a snake skate. It's about grooving, so everyone's bouncing.
Everybody's got to do it together.
Yeah. Right now, go to monsters.fm, click on the YouTube channel. We're going to do Savannah standing up. Ryan Holmes is here.
We're going to kind of fake it.
We're going to fake a skate snake.
Okay, so we
come
see what
here,
it is.
Ryan.
Okay.
Right, just...
Go
so it's just back and forth?
Like
okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like a can-can dance.
Move a little bit forward.
Okay, I see it.
Come on, honey. Come on, buddy.
Wow, Ryan Holmes cannot dance.
Ryan Holmes has no rhythm.
You know what? You dance like the King of Denmark.
That's the King of Denmark dance, I guess.
You are the whitest. God damn. Let me say it. I thought I was white.
I thought I was white.
I set the standard for white.
Oh my God, you are whiter
than the guy who sets the standard for white.
So no rhythm at all, huh?
No. Man. What happened?
Wow.
Whatever.
You literally stopped the skate thing. I was worried about the headphones.
Savannah, make sure he doesn't get anywhere near your snake skate.
I want to stop learning about you. When I saw that, I was like, I don't need to know anything else about this guy. I learned everything right there.
So, yeah.
Holy.
Oh, man.
Well, I guess,
you dance like a Republican.
People from Denmark aren't known for their skating or for their dancing.
No. That was the Danish shuffle. Is what that was.
Wow, really?
Man.
Well, stick to baking and chocolate.
I didn't even get a good look. I just literally felt your hands, and I could tell that these were not in motion.
I watched it on the YouTube because there's a little delay.
Holy crap.
I watched it, and it was awful. you kind of look like a zombie.
Did you worry? When I called you over, were you like, oh, my God, they're about to discover my beard?
I was like, please no. Please no.
But you jumped right up and did it.
Hey, I'm a gamer. All right. I'll do it, but ugh.
And your face was so red when Jimmy called you out.
Oh, yeah. You guys have found my secret out.
the weirdest thing about me is I can play like 5 or 6 instruments just fine. And I cannot
dance. Play drums?
I can't play drums. That's the one I can't do because I don't have the right
rhythm. Yeah.
The right hand to arm, but I can play guitar. All in rhythm, but
really?
I cannot dance at all.
Russ
oh, my
can
goodness.
Teach you how to drum.
Yeah, he's a master drummer.
Oh, yeah. He's called the beat machine. Yeah. Human metronome.
That's me. All right. Well, listen, it's going to be tomorrow night. It's the Monster Back to School Skate Party. It's going to be a great time tomorrow night. Join us.
Johnny.
And everyone's going to do something really cool and fun. So join us tomorrow night. It's at Astro Skate. And please bring donations for a gift for teaching because it's going to, you know, we want to help kids that can't afford to buy stuff for school. And coming up in a couple minutes, your chance to win some stuff. Get on the line. The telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041. You are listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Give it to them. Give it to them.
Specialist at something that's probably amazing.
You just say words
to somebody
and you hope at the end of the sentence they make sense.
Real Radio 104.1 from
Real Radio. Real Radio 104.1.
All rise. All rise. All rise.
The Triple R Segment of 7 is brought to you by WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Brad Siebert and his staff can help you get into a brand new home. They're licensed lenders that can help you. I mean, they helped me buy a house, help my daughter. They helped my friend Maggie. Dirty Jim got a house with WeAreNotTheBanks.com. I know a lot of folks that they've helped get a home. And if you're looking for a house, that's who you need to call. It's 407-636-9808 for WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Get a loan even if your credit score is 580 or less. If you're just going to, let's say, finance a mobile home, they can help you with that. If it's not a mobile home, it's something else, they can help you. Ask them about their free appraisal and free home warranty. It's WeAreNotTheBanks.com. WeAreNotTheBanks.com. If you're military and let's say you want to get 100% financing, even if your previous VA loan resulted in a foreclosure or a short sale, they still can help you out. They'll give you that second chance. Give them a call. It's WeAreNotTheBanks.com, 407-636-9808. And quickly, I know there was a hailstorm yesterday in downtown Orlando. And if your roof was injured or bothered or you know, something happened.
Damaged.
My roof is injured.
It was injured? Well, you want to call myhomebuildersnetwork.com, myhomebuildersnetwork.com. Mike can help you out if you're, I guess there was a really bad hailstorm yesterday.
Yeah, there
It was. It scared all my lizards. Freaked out yesterday.
Did it really?
Yeah, but they freaked out before. Like, I was like, what are you guys doing? Why is everybody going crazy?
Because of hail?
They knew because the barometric pressure changes. Oh, they can tell.
Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. They all freaked out.
Hey, Angel, let's see what prize we have in the prize pinata.
Yeah, Angel.
Yeah, Angel.
Big dummy.
Can I take a picture of that? We should film that piece of paper. That
you know
he
why
does
I hold
from.
On to this paper?
So you can't see his face.
I hold on to this paper. This piece of paper was the first piece of paper I got for a live read.
Aww.
When I first got put on this show. And I've held on to it for posterity's sake. One day this is going to be worth millions.
Yes.
Millions of dollars.
Go on the Monsters YouTube. You can see Angel holding it up. I've never noticed that, and I feel bad now that I've never noticed that.
The very first endorsement I had was Cento.
Wow.
And it's actually the very first piece. This piece of paper is 4 years old.
Wow. I'll be damned.
Man, put that in the Smithsonian.
Put it hanging in Hard Rock. LT works there.
Yeah, right next to
Ask Fat Billy Joel. Yeah. Look it up.
The prize pinata is brought to you by Cento Family Moving and Storage, a family-owned and operated company offering both residential and commercial moving services for businesses all over the country. It's a fully trained, expert moving crew, adept in packing, furniture handling, safe driving, and excellent customer service. Go to the website, centomoving.com. That's centomoving.com. You hit the start quote button. Put your information in there. Let them know that you heard about it here on Real Radio 104.1 Monsters in the Morning. And there's a discount for you. Felipe and the crew are ready for you. Give them a call. Hit them up. Start quote button, centomoving.com. Up first, we have a pair of 4DX tickets to see The Meg.
The Meg.
Starring Jason Statham at Regal Point Orlando.
4DX is when you sit in that chair, the chair rises up, and if water splashes in the movie, they splash
there's
water.
That.
You see the wind blowing. You can if there's a smell
the shark breath.
You can smell things. I mean, it's 4D, man. It's really cool.
It's funny you mention that because water is the main effect of this shark fest. 4DX editors have fine-tuned in the splash, the spray, the sprinkle at all the right moments, heightening the realism of being at sea in dangerous waters.
Whoa.
It's The Meg, starring Jason Statham.
Bring a raincoat.
You better bring a coat.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Like, it's going to be that much wetness.
You don't come out drenched, right?
Yeah,
right,
because, I watched Kong, which didn't have a bunch of water in it, and it was drenched. Pirates of the Caribbean, drenched.
Really?
So it's that intense, but that's what makes it that awesome, is because you get this full 4D experience. I want to see The Meg. I want to see Jason Statham say, "Is that love for you, Nate?" Yeah, I don't even know what he says.
It's at the Point of Orlando. Yeah. You can feel it all in 4DX. Up next, we have a pair of run of engagement passes to The Spy Who Dumped Me, starring Mila Kunis and Kate McKinnon. And it's at Orlando AMC Theaters.
Nice.
We have a Wassies meat gift pack, including Wassies signature rubs. That includes the classic steak rub, sweet and smoky rib rub, the vintage sunshine, and the maple reserve. It also includes a pair of t-shirt and a pair of sunglasses, all with the Wassies logo on there and everything. And like I always mentioned, make sure you follow them on Instagram because it gives you a great idea, great resource for cooking ideas and the use of their rubs and whatnot.
Yeah, they have a massive event coming up August 25th in just a couple of weeks. It's their big anniversary party they do every year in their parking lot, and it's massive, and it doesn't cost a nickel to come out and see it, and it's the best price you'll get on an egg all year long until Christmas. It's amazing. So if you ever wanted to kind of see what they're all about, that's a really good time to do it.
And then wrap it up with this. And this is whenever you get to see this kid and his do his thing. It's awesome. It's a pair of tickets to see Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Wayne Shepherd Band and Beth Hart Band at the Hard Rock Live on Friday, August the 10th. Tickets are on sale right now. Visit realradio.fm, keyword tickets for more information.
Now, he was a kid that played guitar, right? He was like
He's still fronting the band.
But you're thinking of Derek Trucks. You're thinking of the kid that started when he was like 11 years old playing slide guitar on stage with like 38 Special and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. Who's this kid? This is
Kenny Wayne Shepherd. He's also one of the guitar virtuosos in that world.
Okay, but he's all grown up now, right? I'm sure.
Yeah, he's 41 years old.
Okay, yeah.
Now he actually has the Benjamin Button disease. Right?
He's
reverse aging.
And those are the prizes in today's prize pinata.
Thank you so much. 407-916-1041 or toll free. It's 1-888-978-1041. Lee from DeLand, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Lee?
I'm doing all right.
I'm good.
Try to get you there, buddy.
Hey, Lee.
Good morning.
Hey, Lee, I got a trivia question for you. If you get it right, you can take whatever prize you want. And if you don't get it, then you can lean on one of the monsters to help you. And today you got Dirty Jim, Ryan Holmes, you got, Carlos, Savannah, or Angel, okay?
All
All
right, good luck. Here we go. This movie star, whose name was once the sexiest man alive, or he was the Brad Pitt of his day, is going to be a dad again at 69. Who do you think we're talking about?
Sean Connery?
Sean Connery's a great guess.
He's like 91.
It's not right, though. Who do you want to help? You got Dirty Jim. You've got Angel, Carlos, Savannah, or Ryan?
Let's go Dirty Jim.
Jimmy, this movie star, whose name was once the sexiest man alive, or he was the Brad Pitt of his day, is going to be a dad again at 69.
You know what? Can I ask? I mean, is he a movie star, or is he more of a television star? How many actual movies was he in? I'm smiling because I think I'm onto something. My first initial guess was Mark Harmon.
Mark Harmon is incorrect. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no, it's not, man. Mark Harmon.
But he didn't do many movies, man, which was kind of weird. His career was giant,
right?
But it was mostly in television.
And a lot of NCIS.
And a lot of, I mean, that's kind of where he made his mark, right? Or he made his second life.
I would say bigger than Mark Harmon, okay, for sure. Bigger than Mark
not
Harmon.
Not a bad guess, though, right? Because he's in the same age and everything. Mm-hmm, Brad Pitt of his day, good looking.
Hey, you're on with the Monsters. Who's this?
Starting to justify my guess. AJ. I don't know why.
Hey, AJ?
I hate losing.
Yeah. Hey, this movie star, whose name was once the sexiest man alive or the Brad Pitt of his day, is going to be a dad again at 69. Who are we talking about?
Brad Pitt.
George Clooney?
George Clooney's incorrect. You've got Ryan Holmes.
He's the George Clooney of his day.
Angel. You got Carlos or Savannah?
We'll go Carlos.
Carlos. This movie star, pretty big in his day, and when any woman talked about the man they wanted to be with, it was always this guy.
Oh.
So he was the Brad Pitt of his day, the sexiest man alive. He's going to be a dad again at 69.
Oh, it's got to be the other guy then. God dang it.
Carlos, you have to know because it's 69.
I know. What an awesome age to have a kid.
Seriously.
That's so there was a guy that he was a mustache man.
Goddamn! We tried to double.
No,
we don't know that that's wrong though. Yeah,
on YouTube, you can watch the eye locks between Russ and Carlos if you ever want to really see what happens, because it's amazing.
It's crazy.
It's deep.
Stop and telling him the answer, Russ.
I'm not saying anything.
I know, but I know how he's looking at you.
It's like a skeptic who's getting his palm read, and he doesn't believe it. He's doing it for his friends.
What's this gentleman's name on the phone? What's
Steve?
AJ.
AJ
from.
Yeah.
Is it Bill?
It's Lance.
My name's Sarah.
Chris, here's the deal. Russ wants to get this bit over with because...
No, we got plenty of time.
We got time? Okay.
Plenty of time.
Russ, is it Tom Selleck?
Tom Selleck is incorrect. I'm so sorry. No, it's not Tom Selleck.
That was a good guess, though.
Not a bad guess.
And it was a fair guess for you.
Gloria.
For you.
Oh, excuse me.
Gloria, you're on Real Radio 104.1. Gloria, this movie star, whose name was once the sexiest man alive, he was the Brad Pitt of his day, is going to be a dad again at 69. Who are we talking about?
God, you guys took all my guesses already. Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise? No. I don't. Who do you want to help you? Angel, you got Ryan, or you got Savannah?
Angel.
Okay, Angel, in his day, when this guy was hot, it was like any woman that wanted to be with a man, they'd be like, oh, I want blah, 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 blah. He was the Brad Pitt of his day.
And remarkably, he's one of the Hollywood stars that has aged well. He looks good.
Oh, he has, you know.
He looks fantastic.
You know.
How do you know this?
He's a handsome dude.
Yeah.
You better not get this right.
Who is it?
Richard Gere.
It is Richard Gere.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice, Angel.
That's it.
God damn it. Screw you.
There was a time when any woman, it was, Richard Gere.
Like, he was. Yeah,
Richard Gere was the man.
He was dreamy.
For so many.
Officer and a Gentleman.
Yes.
A number of movies. That guy's a massive star.
We had Pretty Woman.
Gigolo.
Officer and Gentleman. American Gigolo.
And then that's when dude said, we gotta create a rumor that will stick with him for the rest of his life.
Don't you think that ruined his life?
No, he's all right.
I mean, not his life, but his career.
No, I think so. Fan prophecy.
Sure.
Hey, that's not real.
You know what he was great in? He was great in Chicago.
Yeah.
The singing and the dancing. He did well.
And that was just like 7-8 years ago, right?
Yeah.
No, a little bit longer than that.
You know what's weird? Mothman Prophecy? He was good in that too.
You know, that was just considered one of the scariest movies. I just saw this list. I'm like, hey, these are the scariest movie. It was not that scary,
it made you think.
And it's based on a true story.
Yeah.
All I know is, if I ever met Richard Gere, the first thing I'd be looking at was his butt. I'm just saying.
That's so funny because are there rumors that exist that's like that promo today, yeah, for celebrities? Because I remember that rumor and the one about Rod Stewart getting his stomach gone. Yeah.
Marilyn Manson was a recent one. I mean, I say recent, within the last 20 years, that he had a rib removed so he could...
I'll tell you something that's true. This is 100% true. Back in the day, when Bo went off to the Marine Corps, right? So you go to the Marine Corps, and when you come back from the Marine Corps after boot camp, you look different. When Bo came back, I swear to God, he looked exactly like Richard Gere. It was like, what the hell? I mean, he looked like Richard Gere. It was crazy.
Did you fall in love then?
No.
Did you ask couples cake?
That's when I knew I loved him.
But
Richard
Gere. So he comes back from the Marines and you do the gerbil thing?
No, he had no gerbil thing.
But he's
in good shape and his face, he looked like Richard Gere.
Was the gerbil rumor hot when he was super hot too?
Yes. And the Rod Stewart thing back in the 70s, I remember
that's
hearing
that. That's some serious hate.
That's salt. But like, I knew about those rumors in like fourth grade.
Which is worse. Between the Rod Stewart, the stomach pump story, by the way, I don't need to remind you, or the gerbil story. Of those two, which would you rather live with?
I mean, think about it.
I'll take the gerbil.
How ridiculous both of those are.
I got to tell you, my wife's a paramedic, and says that one's not really ridiculous. Yeah.
The Richard Gere more so than the Rod Stewart
one. The gerbil one's not that ridiculous.
I had a buddy who was interning for a proctologist, and he would do ER work.
Yes.
And the things that would come in.
You would not believe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Red Bull cans.
I've had three paramedics tell me the same thing.
You know, to be specific.
Someone
said a brand. So here's the thing. Do you know who gets attributed for starting the gerbil rumor?
Who?
There is another Hollywood star, and it's said because of jealousy, this guy started that rumor.
And we'll tell you who it is when we come back. You're listening to the Match of the Morning.
Stick around.
Coming up in about a half hour or so, your chance to win tickets for two to our trip to Las Vegas to the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
What?
It's September 21st and 22nd, so you can win those tickets. Just keep listening for that keyword, and you text the keyword to 200-200. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos, Savannah, and Ryan Holmes, all here today. And I was trying to think. Now, Angel asked a question before the break. So we've all heard, probably everyone's heard, the horrible rumor that someone started about Richard Gere a long time ago. He's about to have another baby at 69 years old.
His wife is 35.
And his wife is 35.
Hot.
And, man, you got to ask the question. Yeah, she is very pretty. And
he's still in good shape, though,
and
man.
And he still looks good.
He still looks like a million.
That means, he probably won't get to see his son be 12 years old. You know,
He's 65.
He's 69.
69, okay.
Sorry. Okay, so he's almost 70. So,
70, and you don't think he'll last 12 more years?
He could. Okay.
Especially a Hollywood guy who's got access to the best trainers, doctors, and plastic surgeons.
Absolutely. Good point.
He'll make it to 100.
Well, in 2029, that's all he needs.
Yeah.
Somebody created this rumor a long time ago, the whole thing about the gerbil. And if you don't know what it is, you can look it up online. We can't really explain it. But the gerbil rumor. And another guy put that rumor out there because he was jealous.
So here's the thing. Richard Gere wholeheartedly believes that this particular person started and believes it to his core that this person started this rumor.
Okay.
And it was purely out of spite and jealousy.
Okay. With these things, you got to give at least a little hint.
Okay. So they're obviously they're both in the same industry. They've probably competed for maybe
roles.
Roles. That's the only thing I can think of.
American guy. Okay. So let's go to the rear mirror. Let's take a shot. Everybody.
Okay.
Let's put it this way. I think probably the jealousy or the apex where it starts at is because Richard Gere was, you know, at the biggest, at his height, let's say, starting off his career was Officer Gentleman.
Yeah.
And then was after, what's the one where he was the
Pretty Woman?
Pretty Woman.
The one with Ed Norton. Primal Fear.
There's a part there where I guess this guy's on the come up, and this guy and Richard Gere still, you know, he's the man.
All right, let us guess.
Is the guy very well known?
100%. Okay. We've talked about this guy at least once a week.
Wow. Okay.
Or made references to because he's a very accomplished movie star in his own right.
Okay, I'm gonna take a guess.
I know.
I'm gonna take a guess. Sylvester Stallone.
It is Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Bacala.
You know why? You know why? I just saw him in an interview. He talked about how he hated Arnold Schwarzenegger. So I thought, who's petty? Who is willing to admit that?
and would be...
What, really? He doesn't like Arnold?
Oh, no, at the time.
Sly says that he didn't start the rumor. Richard Gere believes he started the rumor. And again, this is when Sly was on the come up. Yeah. And at that time, all the guys that were way more famous than him, and this is probably around Rocky, and I'm thinking that Richard Gere must have had a couple movies out that were super... Like, he was the guy.
Well, Officer Dillon would have been right there.
You don't put those two on the same, you know, acting... No,
but in that time that in Hollywood,
time, sure.
That's who he's seeing get all the breaks, and probably Sly's sitting there like, well, you know, what do I have to do?
You know, and you look at it, Sly's an, you know, Sly's not an actor, really. You know, it's kind of weird. He's an action star. I think there's something different.
That. Yeah. You ever seen you fall down five times, you get up six? Hey, Sly.
Yeah.
Do you know Richard Gere?
Yeah, he's a pussy.
Oh, really? What makes you say that?
Well, I ain't gonna tell you nothing, but you didn't hear this from me.
Yeah.
This dude, he's got a credit card at the pet store for a reason.
Why?
Let's just say.
Sly!
I say nothing, but they were going to name it an officer and a gerbil.
A gerbil?
It's true.
What does that mean?
Hey, if you want to pass that on, I got Demolition Man coming out.
That's terrible news. Hey, so there are some people that would say that it's kind of selfish to have a child at 70 years old.
Whatever.
What do you guys think?
No? Well, he's giving his wife a child, really, if you think about it.
Yeah, she's 35.
He's just carrying on his his legacy, really. I don't know. Does he have any other children? He's got it, right?
Yeah, he does.
I'm more fascinated by this. Think about these kind of rumors that have stood the test of time and still going on. And these things were started even before we had any kind of social media.
Right.
Any before any of these things. And
are those rumors?
There's these rumors that still dog these guys to this day.
Yeah, and with poor Rod Stewart, it was like a gallon of, you know, and it's like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's only half a liter at least.
That's an awful lot.
This is like, you know how long that takes?
Like, forever.
Logistically, man. I mean, what kind of parties was Stewart going to?
But
after another. I mean, he was a bender, man. That must have been a hell of a horny night. It was one crazy night in Australia.
But here's the thing, like, there was a lot of, in all those rumors, there was in a time where there was speculation. Like we were talking earlier this morning about how everything's filmed all the time. So it even heard Will Smith say it the other day. If it didn't happen on Instagram, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Like there was a culture that, you know, would feed those rumors. And you got to be like, listen, what I read in Teen Magazine. Check this out.
Look at that.
I heard that so-and-so did this. Because there was no way to check on all those facts.
Yeah.
Now you can check on all the facts, so there's not a lot of mystery, right?
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, he's a hell of an actor, though. Richard Gere?
He's
a good actor.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're forgetting about some of his movies.
Such a hunk. God, I do remember that clearly. Like, my mom loved Richard Gere. What a hunk.
Oh, he was,
I mean, he was the hottest thing. But I thought it was Tom Selleck, because he also had that vibe for a while.
Yeah.
So when I said the mustache, Richard Gere's not a mustache guy.
You know what movie does still hold up, though, is Officer and a Gentleman. If you watch it again, it holds up.
What's his name? Louis Gossett Jr.?
Yes.
What a great actor.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the whole thing where he's making him to get him to quit or whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
he started in the 70s doing his thing with some TV stuff, like from Kojak or whatever. His breakout role was American Gigolo, and he takes that heat, which is a brutal movie, by the way. If you haven't seen that movie, I say brutal. It's just raw, man. I mean, it really is, and it has that 70s feel to it.
Yeah, a little dirty shield, kind of filter to it.
Officer and Gentleman there, right after that, into Breathless, and then he had a little bit of a run, but he was in Cotton Club. Right?
Oh, that's right.
The 20s movie or something?
Did a movie called No Mercy, and then did a movie called Internal Affairs right before Pretty Woman. It's also a really good movie.
He's a lawyer, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
No. Eternal Affairs, he's a cop.
He's a cop, you're right.
He goes up against, this is the first time we see, what's his name? What's Latino actor?
Andy Garcia.
Andy Garcia is the first time we see. That's one of his breakout roles, and it's dirty because Richard Gere's like going after Andy's wife and everything.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, it gets you know.
Then he does Primal Fear, which is a really really good movie. I mean, it's if you haven't seen that, of course, one of Ed, I believe that was Ed Norton's breakout role, was it not?
Yeah.
That really kind of put him on the map. Then he goes to some stuff. He does some movies. Runaway Bride's in there. Mothman Prophecy is in there.
I like that.
And then he gets to Chicago, which was, I believe, another one of those milestones.
It's Oscar-nominated.
Oscar-nominated.
I thought he was great in that. I really did.
Well, you know what's awesome is that when your turd is a movie that you did with Sean Connery and Julia Ormond.
What one was
That's
that?
That's not where I thought you were going with that sentence. That sentence took a big, fat detour.
Yeah. I thought it was going to end with gerbil.
Do you guys remember what he tried to do, what he tried to play Lancelot?
Yeah.
He tried to play last night first night.
I do that
first night. Yeah.
Oh, that sucks so bad.
Yeah, that's right.
It was horrible.
And then I guess he's filming a TV series right now called Mother, Father, Son.
Huh.
And it's filming right now, so I guess maybe it's a series going to launch next year.
This is his third marriage, and he met her in 2014.
Why not? Have another kid.
She was a sensible 31.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the hell does it matter?
There's Richard Gere and his
she's kid.
New wife.
Look at him.
She's pregnant. Look at him.
Look at him. Still around.
You think he still works out all the time?
Yep.
Yeah, man.
A guy like that.
That's what
healthy.
You do.
Your movie star like that, you got to keep in some shape. Man. You know, if not,
I'd love to see him get all fat and nasty.
Why? You're
look at you, you hater.
Yeah, man.
What's a gear ever do to you?
Hey, you want to hang out with Sly?
Yeah, I also
don't like him.
He was also in. You guys remember the movie Looking for Mr. Goodbar?
No.
Yes.
Most people remember the movie because of one scene, right? The torture scene?
Yeah.
Where they take a dentist drill and drill through the front of a guy's tooth.
Yeah, I do remember that.
And he's freaking out, you know?
I never saw that.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, looking
was
for
it about
old
candy?
Hey,
no.
Talking about certain movies get so critical cute. Acclaim, and certain movies are they get acclaim only because they make a lot of money. Did you see where the Oscars, the Academy Awards, have added a new category? Yeah, it's the Outstanding Achievement in Popular Film.
I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah, they say it's in Hollywood. It's very
money grab.
No. It's controversial because some people said, "Oh, that's a bulk. Who wants to win that? That's terrible." And other people are like, "Yeah, that's it should be." Because the idea of making films is to make money. So, and what they were saying, like the movie The Black Panther, you know, would it be nominated for an Oscar if it weren't for this? And
but you know why they're doing this, though, right?
Why?
They're doing this because the TV show sucks.
Yes, they shortened it. They're saying now it's only going to be 3 hours, and they're going to get rid of some of the stupid categories none of us care about. And
this is not for any other reason than to try to make their TV show better, and that's why people are having a problem with it. A lot of Hollywood people are saying this is kind of a weak attempt. This is they're basically calling the producers or the people that put the show on lazy. They're looking for the lazy way out instead of trying to orchestrate and put on a better program. They've gone out the easy way. I'd say, we're just going to do the most popular award.
From what I've seen also, they're trying to make it like it's like part of the diversity as well, because if some of these actors wouldn't normally get nominated in certain ways because they're in these films. But that doesn't really make sense, because who is going to get the award? The producers, which are usually white guys.
It is the Academy of Arts, right? Like, the idea of making film is to make good artistic films that have a good cohesive cinematography and storyline and script, and then good acting to support all of those things. That's the idea, right? They make money, I understand that, but to put a popularity thing out there almost seems ridiculous.
So this is what
it's like giving the most popular kid in baseball a prize who hits 110.
And this is what you don't want when you're there, you know, when you're trying to produce a show, right? So this is what one of the taglines on this: Oscars add new popular quote unquote film award category to appear less elitist and to boost ratings.
Yeah.
Well, that is the worst reason or the worst rationale.
But don't they have a lot of other movie awards that do that already? I mean, the Academy of Arts is supposed to be the highest achievement.
But here's the argument. Okay, so in the year in the year where they gave away the best film award to The Shape of Water, you had a movie like Guardians of the Galaxy that made a ton more money.
And it was a fun movie, but not a movie that you go to the Academy of Arts to kind of change the way you look at film.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody understands that you make movies like Galaxy of the Guardians and all the Avengers movies because they're fun to watch. I don't know that anybody goes into one of those movies looking for a life-changing artistic experience, not like Shape of Water or any of the great movies that have been nominated for an Academy Award. Silence of the Lambs?
I don't remember. Did you like Shape of Water?
Yeah, I mean, it was okay.
I thought it was awesome.
I mean, it was okay. It was a pretty good movie, you know?
I know, you love it. You love the director, though.
I'm a huge fan of his, but I genuinely did enjoy this movie as well.
The images were unbelievable.
Yeah, but I understand. Like, I mean, I think Mr. Phillips just railed on this film. He didn't think it was worthy of the best picture.
Some of it was kind of campy because the scene with this bedroom where they fill it up with water. I mean, it was
artsy and out there.
I know that it's a merman, and I'm supposed to suspend some kind of belief, but man, come on, it's physics.
You're right.
That's what that movie was.
I didn't
about.
Like when they were dancing. When they just started dancing, I'm like, this is really stupid. I can see filling up a room with water so he can swim. I'm there.
Oh, come
but why
on.
Is he dancing? Ballroom dancing. It's stupid.
But you love. It was a love story.
Yeah, really. I mean, if anybody should have loved that movie, it should have been you.
You're going to love on. A fish. I wish I liked it. It would make me sound smarter, but I did not like
it. Yeah, I didn't care for it either. I mean, it was okay. I mean, my wife hated it. I was like, okay. I mean, I can understand the artistic value of it. The story was kind of cool. I mean, you get the idea. It's kind of Beauty and the Beast all over again.
Isn't that what we have the MTV Movie Awards for?
But that's what I'm saying, man. Yeah. I mean, give them one of the other awards for being fun. Yeah. But I mean, the Academy Awards are Academy Awards for a reason.
Hey, I didn't like Lady in the Water either.
why didn't you like it, Sly?
I thought it was pretty gay.
Really? What made it gay?
Come on, Sly!
Well, to be honest, I think in that Aquaman suit is Rod Stewart.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Here's a little thing about Rod Stewart.
What about Rod Stewart?
He likes to party.
Okay.
Really party.
Really been to party with dudes.
Oh.
Line them up.
You ain't hear from Sly, but you did.
You had a movie. You're the worst Sylvester Stallone.
The whole time you're saying that, I'm like, why does Jose Canseco hate Richard Gere?
I know.
By the way, I said it's the wrong movie, but Goodbar's not the drill scene. That's Marathon Man with Dustin Hoffman. I got him wrong. My apologies.
Okay. Mr. Goodbar was about, wasn't he a...
It was another chase.
It was about candy.
It was...
No.
Your teeth threw me off, Jimmy.
I thought he was a... Was he a gigolo again?
A teacher who likes hooking up with people.
Is it?
Oh.
She's a little slut.
Ooh.
Made in 1977.
Hey, you know,
I'm going off of texting. That's what they're telling me the movie's about, because I had never heard about it until Jimmy said it.
Texting service is just checking in, and they have a good point, right? I mean, that's what, that's what People's Choice Awards are for. And then all these other award shows that are
true.
Where you roll out the stars, it's just like a giant commercial for all the movies again. Hey, go check them out again. But again, the Academy of Arts is there for a reason.
Here's the thing. If you're going to give out an award for the most popular film, there's no mystery. It's like, okay, this one made the most money, so it's going to win.
Shouldn't it win something? I mean, like, honestly, like,
yeah, it does.
It won
money.
The box office.
It won a lot of money.
There's something to be said for Guardians of the Galaxy, which was a beautiful movie.
Oh, yeah.
I've never really seen anything quite done like that on that level.
That's what I think should happen, is the refinement process should be looked at in the sense of what films are being picked. How is Sacha Baron Cohen not nominated for Borat? How is Chris Pratt not nominated for Guardians? He's hilarious in it. He's doing action. It's a massive film. They need to stop taking the equation of having to be this dark, serious. How many more awards are we going to give to Casey Affleck being a sad, depressed Boston dude?
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
Yeah, but did you see Three of Old Boards?
I have not seen that.
Man, I'm telling you, when you watch that movie, you're like, wow, there's a movie that is pretty much isolated to one area with just a few actors in it.
That was a good movie.
And it's unbelievable. I mean, it's a great story from the minute they open it up.
I think Carlos is on to something in this regard. Why create a new category? Why don't we let these other films up for these same categories? If you don't want to be elitist, then put Guardians of the Galaxy up for Best Picture. But don't create a new award.
So put it on the judges?
This year, it'd be Black Panther.
Absolutely.
It's made the most money, right?
Well, why doesn't the guy who was in Black Panther, who was the tech chick, who is a side partner, like, she should be nominated. She was fantastic. She was hilarious.
The rest of Hollywood, as they're voting, because it's the voting, you know, people in the Academy, as they vote, they look at that movie and they're like, that's a silly.
Yes. They made a raccoon come alive and talk. That's amazing.
I'm with you, bro.
They only won the special effects, so maybe they should look at that and be looking, hey, why don't we include the people that actually brought people and saved the actual box office?
All right. When we come back, Dirty Jim's going to tell you where he at. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning. You have an opportunity to win trip for two to the iHeartRadio Music Festival, and you're going to love it. It's in Las Vegas. You get airfare. You get a nice stay. It's awesome. All you got to do is text the keyword to 200-200. That's 200-200, and you could win. And that, that big festival is coming up September 21st and 22nd. And in about 15 minutes, you have your first opportunity to text that keyword. Hey, guys, I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos, Savannah, Ryan Holmes, and now Dirty Jim's going to tell you where you're at.
Where are you at? Brought to you by Klausman Law. That's KLAUSMANLaw.com. Office is Winter Park. Call Glenn, 407-234-6710. Guess what? That's his cell number. He will pick it up, and he will help you out. He has many listeners here of the Monsters and will continue to do so. Again, that's Glenn Klausman over at Klausman Law. Remember, car crash, call Klausman. Where are you at? Estero, Florida.
Ooh, I think I drove through there recently.
Estero, Florida. Russ, want to take a shot where Estero, Florida is?
I'm going to say in the Miami area.
All right. Los?
Estero. Yeah. Near Kissimmee.
All right. Savannah?
West of St. Cloud.
All right.
I'm going to say it's where, out there where you were at last weekend or whatever.
Up there in Fort White area, Lake City area?
Yeah.
Ryan Holmes?
I'm going to say Estero, Florida is in Holmes County, Florida.
That's interesting.
Fort White is what Jimmy calls his man cave.
Yeah. On my chin. No, Estero, Florida is actually just south of Fort Myers in Lee County, and it's considered a village. And of all the places we've done in Florida, for where you at, it's the only one I remember being a village. Estero is a village in Lee County, Florida. And as of 2015, the population is?
22,000.
Savannah?
I'm going to go way low. I'm going to say like 2,000.
It's kind of an interesting little place. You'll find out in a minute. Russ, any idea how many people there in Estero, Florida?
900.
500.
18,176. An early Estero author, Quentin Quesnell, wrote that when the Spanish came to Mound Key near the mouth of the Estero River in 1567, they found the thriving capital of the native Calusa Indians, which they eventually drove to Cuba. they ratted them out so bad and ruined the world so bad, they just kept going south, 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 and actually found wound up being Cuban fishermen and hanging out with those guys. In 1850, Army records show that most of the coastal mainland was under 3 to 12 inches of water. And once the water table was lowered, the first homesteaders arrived. In 1882, German-born Gustav Demkalor.
Gustav!
After living in Australia and Missouri, brought his young family to the banks of the Estero River to grow silkworms. The first I've heard of that either.
Wow.
And to raise honeybees. Those are both two industries we haven't heard yet on where you at, where they tried to set up shop. 1885 showed that nine families in the area, Frank and Mary Witten Johnson, officially registered Mound Key as their homestead in 1891. And archaeologist Frank Hamilton Cushing described the shell mounds there and on the mainland in 1895. The name Estero, anybody, are you guys Spanish-speaking peoples?
Estero? Estero means...
clean.
Hooved leg.
I shouldn't laugh at that. It actually is Spanish for estuary, which is basically where the river meets the sea.
Estero, Estero.
And until the 1970s, much of that settlement and development, Estero, was near the Estero River.
Dancer, because Fred Estero.
No. That's true. He's Fred Estero.
My bad, I should have let you get that. In the early days, Estero was a major citrus-producing area. The first homesteader they reported to be, like I said, our gentleman Gustav, 1882. He was growing citrus as long as his honeybees. It was also established in the area by a guy named Cyrus Teed. And here's where it gets interesting. Cyrus Teed, who proposed a theory that we lived on the inside of the Earth's outer skin, and that celestial bodies are all contained inside hollow Earth.
I've heard the hollow Earth theory.
Hold on, wait,
theory.
What's that again? Hold on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Explain.
Cyrus Teed, okay, who was a guy who proposed a theory that we lived on the inside of Earth's outer skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and that the celestial bodies are all contained inside what is a hollow Earth. He called this the Koreshian theory, the Koreshian unity. Mm. And believe it or not, it drew followers to purchase up to 320 acres in 1894. And now, believe it or not, they were a very effective community, very business-oriented. They prospered enough to have their own political party called the Progressive Liberty Party and incorporated the town in September of 1901 as Estero. Now, this time, the Koreshians opened a post office, a store, a blacksmith, a sawmill, established schools for those who wanted to attend, and even built an art hall for symphony orchestras. How about that, right?
Beautiful.
The whole time thinking the earth is hollow.
Right.
I thought that it was also there was a sun in the middle. That's
well,
what they
claimed. Well, yeah, because that's the core.
Yeah, because you know what? We've never actually been in the center. Elon Musk is on his way. It's going to be prove y'all there might be a sun.
I think they honestly believe that the center of the Earth was hollow, yeah. like a ball. You know.
So yeah. How were the stars there then?
The gravity.
Listen, I'm not trying to explain these crazy people.
Oh.
The gravity flips on the inside, right. and then the sun is what keeps. Instead of a molten core, it's a sun in the middle. Controlling right. all the gravity.
Now, what's awesome about this is even they built this stuff in the 1890s. 11 remaining buildings are still there at a place called the Koreshan State Historical Site. Now, not all the homesteaders of that time were happy that the Koreshans were there. In 1901, F.M. Hendry deeded the land for Estero Creek School, and they said there's nobody who is a Koreshan can come in. It was only open for 2 years.
No Koreshans.
Yeah, because they were the popularity of the entire area. Here's what killed the Koreshans, guys. What do you think it is?
The hurricane.
That's actually a really good guess because 1910 was a hurricane that did a lot of damage there. Anybody else?
ATF.
Syphilis.
All of those valid guesses. Good, yeah. Here's the problem. Cyrus Teed said that he was immortal.
That's usually how it goes.
And then what happened?
He tried to prove it.
And then he died.
Yeah. Which sent a shuddering shock through the middle of the old Koreshan.
Might be wrong about some things.
He died. I love how they write this. It dealt a critical blow to the group's faith, whose memberships dwindled.
But the hollow earth thing is real.
Right. In the 1960s, they were basically gone. The foundation remains as the College of Life Foundation. And by the way, believe it or not, they're still pretty active there. They donated $25,000 to the Gulf Shore Playhouse to continue on the idea of having orchestras play in that area. They also had the Estero Creek School in 1904 opened up. The school now sits in the Estero Community Park in 1902 next to the house that was built by Frank Hall, which is now the county the trustees of the school. So those buildings, after 100 plus years, still around. Historically and culturally, the heart of Estero is the spring-fed Estero River, which flows into Estero Bay. Some of the earliest settlers out there are notably Alvarez, Fernandez, Johnson, and Soto families. We're fishing families. The Mound Key there is a pretty big deal. It also has a utopian community, like I said, called the Koreshans. They actually have an entire area there where you can go and do yoga and all that kinds of other stuff. There's a Calusa shell mound there in Estero Bay that rises over 30 feet above sea level. And is believed to be the capital of the Calusa Empire, which spanned from Tampa to the 10,000 Islands. Also, the Gulf Coast portion of the Everglades is the only place on Earth where what happens, Savannah?
I don't know, but I'm excited because you pointed at me.
The Gulf?
What gators do it in the ocean.
My time to shine. Where are you in?
I want you to take a shot at this. This is interesting. I mean, I didn't know this either.
I heard Everglades and my ears perked up.
Okay. The Gulf portion of the Everglades, which is near Estero, is the only place on Earth where this happens.
Oh.
Gators and sharks do it.
Crocodiles and alligators coexist.
Absolutely. That's 100%. Alligators and crocodiles cohabitate, and it's the home to the North America's largest continuous mangrove forest as well. So it's actually a pretty interesting little place.
That's pretty cool.
And on May 7th of 2013, a gigantic corporation decided to set up shop in Estero, which is a really small area, and move their entire operation out there, creating 750 jobs and building a $75 million empire there. And, of course, we all know this company from somebody who used to run through airports to prove that it was good.
Oh, that's O.J. Simpson.
That's Hertz, right?
Hertz, yeah.
And that's where it's at. That's right, Estero, Florida, guys. Thank you very much. Clausman Law, KLAUSMANLaw.com. Offices, Winter Park, 407-234-6710. Call Glenn. Car crash, call Clausman.
All right. And remember, when we come back, your opportunity to win a trip for two to Las Vegas is here. You listen for that keyword, you text the keyword to 200-200, and you could win. It's the iHeartRadio Music Festival. It's a big event. I mean, some of the biggest acts in the world will be there, and you can be there to see them. And there's always something that happens that's crazy, that makes news. So you could be a part of it September 21st and 22nd. Just listen for that keyword and text it to 200-200. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Your next chance to win your way to our iHeartRadio Music Festival in Vegas is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1.
Who's this, Angel? I love it. I'm on a metal kick lately. I stopped listening to country altogether for whatever reason, and I've been listening to metal.
Hey, man.
I don't know why. Just, you know, I get You know why? I hate that stupid simple song, that S-I-M-P-L-E, whatever the hell. And I got so mad at that one song, I stopped listening to country music.
Wow. Well, you understand. That's what it's been for the last 15 years, no, right? You're just tired of it now.
You know, for me, that one just...
yeah, that did it, huh?
That one pushed me over the edge, and now I'm listening to metal. Who's this?
This is the iconic metal band called Steel Panther.
Who is in the news right now. Yeah, I was just talking to Angela about this. Wow. I saw the news story.
They got some heat.
There's a cool news story. I can't tell you the website because I got to keep that to myself. But it's a cool little. It's a music news story.
Yeah.
So Steel Panther's guitar player. You know about guitar pedals. Remember when we had the band? I had that board, all the ridiculous pedals. I had no idea what they did.
Big board, yeah, with a bunch of pedals. Yeah.
That's gear queer as it gets, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
I had 50 drums. Yeah.
Right, so you have pedals that produce like an echo or whatever the case may be. Well, distortion pedals are one of the most coveted things out there, like really good distortion pedals, right?
Right.
Well, the guitarist for Steel Panther released his own distortion pedal.
Okay.
What do you think he called it?
Steel something.
It's Steel Panther. What do you think he called it?
Steel Black Panther.
That got them possibly into a freedom of speech issue that is now exploding in that world.
Something about stealing. I don't know.
What happened? Just a real quick synopsis. I'm sorry.
Okay, so Steel Panther's guitar player is releasing his own guitar distortion pedal.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you push him in and get the crunchy sound, and he named it something that is causing a giant controversy because stores don't want to carry it. And he's like, look, man, this is a freedom of speech, First Right Amendment issue, and it's kind of turning into a thing.
The pussycat pedal?
Well, you get one of those words. Let's just say it's the pee melter.
Ah, no. I figured it was something to do with that lovely word.
Stores are freaking out about
it. That's pretty funny.
And apparently it's turning into a thing. But good old Steel Panther finding a way to stay in the forefront.
And here's the thing. Like, this is becoming a real issue. For example, AdSense. If you've done anything with social media or your internet or anything, you know that AdSense is a way that you carry advertisements on your websites, and the hits that you get generates money for you as a webmaster, whatnot. So webmasters across the internet are getting hit up from Google, basically saying that the advertisement for this particular pedal violates their standards and is hitting up the webmasters and basically preventing them for generating revenue or advertisement. Meanwhile, it's a genuine product. Like, it's you can get it, you can buy it. It's not a fake thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's part of the controversy that's, you know, again, surrounding this band that is notorious for this kind of thing.
Hey, you know how we kind of talked about it?
We talk about them with a smile.
Yeah.
The rock genre kind of dipped, you know, really not as popular as it used to be. But with some of these bands like Steel Panther and then like Greta Van Fleet and some of these other bands, is it starting to rise a little bit, or is it just my taste?
No. Here's the thing, and it's a generational thing. And right now, this generation coming up, they love hip-hop music.
Right.
And that's what the reason they love it, and it's the same reason they love EDM and everything, they can create this. A lot of these guys are creating this music in their rooms by themselves.
Yeah.
They're in their moment. They can, you know, and they can do all that. What's always been tough with a rock band or that is that it's expensive. Even if it's just you and your garage band buddies,
that's true.
You know, you gotta buy a guitar. You gotta buy. You know what I'm saying?
But it also takes a lot of talent too to be able to learn how to play guitar. To be able to learn how to play. I mean, it probably takes more talent than it does to learn how to run a keyboard.
I wouldn't say it might appear that way, but I think there's levels of talent on all these forms.
There are levels of talent. Yeah. I just think to be able to master a guitar, I think, is probably more than
a lot of these guys like Post Malone can shred on the guitar.
Yeah,
and then
I have respect
for that.
He can
also go on producer, and then he can, you know, beats and rap. I mean, they're kind of growing up trying to learn it all, but I never thought about that angle of having a full band. Yeah, you got to be gigging. You got to be practicing. Equipment itself is
and
expensive.
And having a place to play and stuff like that. So those things go into it. So I think, you know, just how the pendulum swings, and it swung this way right now for this generation, and hip-hop and rap music is the most popular thing, it's going to swing back, and rock music is going to be back on top and whatnot.
Yeah.
The biggest thing out of all of this, though, there was a report, and it was comes out of Consequence of Sound. What percentage, all right, let's say the music industry in 2017 made $43 billion in revenue, right? $43 billion, and that's for the industry as a whole.
Yeah.
What percentage of that number do you think the actual musicians receive?
It's disgusting. I saw the story.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, they make a lot of money, but...
Do you think?
I think.
You know who really makes a lot of money?
The record studio.
Everybody else... Musicians represent only 12% of that number.
Yeah, musicians do make a lot of money, but it's from live gigging, it's from sponsorships, it's from merchandise. guy, so it's not associated directly to the industry.
Everybody else in that industry makes way much more money than the actual musicians that are creating the art.
That's
if you
insane.
Want to support your artist, you want to support your favorite band, it sounds crazy. Streaming music right now is the biggest culprit of getting over on these artists because they're not making the revenue that they used to make off of playing their songs.
And I asked this question because I heard a story on the way in this morning, and that the rapper that you liked a lot and you were trying you wanted to talk about, but I wasn't interested because I don't like rap very much.
Childish Gambino.
No, the one that got shot recently and killed.
XXXTentacion.
XXXTentacion.
Okay, so I heard a thing this morning about when he was shot. He had like a little purse thing on him or whatever.
Backpack.
How much cash do you think he was carrying?
Yes, 200, I know, yeah.
$200,000.
How?
He always had a lot of money. That was his
Why
thing.
Why would no, you carry around $200,000 cash?
Understand this in the hip-hop community. In the hip-hop community, that's considered a status symbol. T.I., rapper T.I., he's known for having a backpack of like $500,000 with him.
Where do they get that kind of cash?
Russ, they make a lot of money.
Shows? Okay, from streaming?
Well, that's why I said the artists make a lot of money.
Well, it's funny because that particular example was made from the music industry. No, not streaming. He signed one of the biggest contracts with Columbia Records, I believe, in the last 5 years. It was a straight up, like he got $4 million or $5 million. It was something ridiculous because he is the leader the leader of this genre of emo rap mixed with rock. I mean,
so instead of having that cash in a bank getting interest, it's cooler to carry around a backpack.
Oh, I mean,
he's not walking around with $4 million.
You're thinking $500,000 as if that's a lot. I mean, you're talking about a $43,000 business. So when you have a guy that has $500,000 in a backpack to a guy who's worth $30 million, that's, you know what, 1/15th? Not even 1/30th of his total value.
Now, Tekashi 6ix9ine is another rapper that's really popular right now, and they take the brick of money to the ear. I think there's a term to it. I don't even remember what it is. Some rappers are making fun of that now.
They arrested one of the rappers that shot.
They got four of them now.
It's four guys.
Four guys.
And what a shame, man. You know, I've actually gotten more into his music since he passed. I knew a little bit about XXX's music, and then you listen to it, you're like, oh, damn it, I get it. I get it why this younger generation. Connected to their music, his music. It's really unique and good.
Yeah, but this is a kid, even with all that, he still had his flaws.
Absolutely.
He beat his girlfriend to a point of her life. He's got these issues, these skeletons as well. So it's a really difficult kind of position this kid was supposed to be the future of this music. By the same token, he had no respect for life, and he had no respect for women.
Can I clock in with an old white guy question real quick? So is that XXX thing, is that a thing now? Because, and I know, I don't think there's any correlation, but I know there's a Charlie XCX has that X in her name and stuff, and she's a pop star. Is there a thing with that I don't know about?
It's just a coincidence.
Just a thing?
Remember when I first saw, about a year and a half ago, when I first saw XXXTentacion, and he had like 3 million followers following nobody. I'm like, who the hell is this guy? I didn't even know how to pronounce his name, and it's a shame. Yes, he had this really dark past, but it seemed like he was in this transitional period, and it happens to all these guys. Tupac was in the same motion. Biggie was in the same motion. They're caught in the midst of their transformation, which could have taken them to that next level. And when you rap about dying, like Tupac and Biggie and X and Tekashi and all these guys, guess what? You bring that into your universe, just like if you talked about dying on a regular basis.
I just didn't understand the whole idea of carrying around that much cash all the time. I mean,
carry around that much cash all the time?
No,
because you look like you do.
I appreciate
it's a hip-hop
that,
thing. If you believe it or not, it's a hip-hop thing. A lot of the guys that like I said, you always got a guy in your crew who's got the satchel, who's got the money in it for if something goes down, whether you need to get bailed out, mm-hmm. whether you're ready to throw the party, whether you're at the strip club and you're making it rain, you got someone, or it's you or someone in the crew who's got the bag of money.
And dude, Jeff Bezos does that all the time. I saw him one the other day. He was tweeting at a big old brick of money. He's like, yo, dog, I'm the richest dude in the world.
I got that Bezos
hey,
money.
Hey, man, I'm Jeff Kisses, dog. When I got my money up, I ain't Jeff Bezos. I'm Jeff Kisses.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Kisses.
Could you imagine if Jeff Bezos, which in the Spanish word for Bezos is Kisses, if his name was Jeff Kisses and he was the richest man in the world.
And a rapper.
Hello, I'm Jeff Kisses. And I'm the richest man in the world.
That's a mixtape. That's a mixtape waiting to happen for that dude.
He probably drinks really fancy wine.
Yeah, when I first realized, I was like, Bezos. Oh, his name is Jeff Kissing.
I would think most people don't really carry that much cash anymore because everything's either on your phone or cards or, you know, it's.
I think it depends on your line of work.
Yeah, you're trying to put like regular life things on a guy who's considered a rock star.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you don't think of rock stars, dude, come on. David Lee Roth ran around with a lot of money.
Go back and look at their stories. They did have that. They had a guy who was their coke guy, who was their money guy. There was a guy in the entourage. Hey, that's the guy that's got the money. Whenever it pops off, that's who has it. These things are not just, this is popular in hip hop right now, but they learned it from somebody, someplace else.
You think like AC/DC has a guy that carries money around.
Absolutely.
We got the guy for everything.
Oh, yeah. That level of rich,
maybe not now, because they're 90 years old, but in the heyday when they were doing that, there was somebody in the entourage. He's got the drugs. He's got the money. He gets the hookers. It's the same stuff.
There's a report today, the lead singer of AC/DC, I guess, is back in the band.
Brian Johnston.
There's a rumor that they saw that it's been Phil Rudd, who I believe was the bass player.
Yeah.
Or it could be Cliff Wynn. Anyway, Phil Rudd, an original member of the band, and Brian Johnson were seen leaving a studio where they know that Angus was possibly in there recording. And they said that they wouldn't. When Malcolm passed, I think Angus made a statement that he didn't really want to, didn't have the drive to do that anymore. You know, he's lost two major, you know, parts of his life. You know, when Bon Scott died, you know, that was the band. I mean, they released, a lot of people don't realize AC/DC had like six albums before Back in Black was released that were massive hits. And then he dies, and then his brother is gone, you know?
I thought they reported that Axl Rose was going to do the next AC/DC.
I know he filled in on the tour, and I think they recorded some stuff. I don't know what's going to happen with that stuff yet.
Yeah. All right, and listen, there's a trend that we've talked about many times that was kind of a disturbing trend. I should say disturbing, but it was like, oh, it's kind of a disappointing trend that's turned around now, and I'll tell you what that is when we come back.
Why is my picture up there?
I like to put pictures of all of us up.
That was weird.
it's been happening for 3 weeks. You just saw it.
That's the first time I saw my,
that's
Mia.
A good picture of you, too.
Yeah, that's professionally done.
You're listening to the Mantra of the Morning.
AC/DC.
Who the hell hates AC/DC?
You know him.
I know someone who hates AC/DC. Oh, Code Black?
No. Code Black loves AC/DC.
Okay, yeah.
Tony Rage.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he's a great guitar player.
Yeah, he is. But for some reason, and everybody has that one band.
Yeah, yeah.
That everybody else likes that you never, like the Beatles for me, I never got it.
Same with U2 for me.
Bruce Springsteen and U2, I don't get. Yeah.
And U2's another one. Like some of the hits, but this guy. But he hates AC/DC.
Really?
I'm like, man, that's a hard band to hate. You know?
Yeah. Hey, welcome back to the Monsters. I'm Russ Rollins. I'm with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. Savannah Ryan Holmes here today, and the Monster Comic of the Year, James John, is here, who you can hear every night on Real Radio 104.1 with Real Laughs with Monster Comics. How you doing, James?
Man, I'm doing pretty damn good. As a matter of fact,
you doing good?
Yeah, I took a few days off. I'm actually at my little staycation.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, man, I'm having a good time.
I kind of did a little tease before, but there was I said it was a disturbing trend. It wasn't a disturbing trend, but it was a trend with Americans that was different from other people around the world. And now, for whatever reason, it has flipped and it's changed. Do you think you know what I'm talking about?
How about smoking cigarettes?
No, that's not it. It's a good guess. Carlos, you want to take a guess?
So it's flipped. People used to like it, and now they don't.
It's flipped.
All the way around.
Americans were bad at this. The rest of the world was not bad at this. And now it's kind of flipped, and America's following suit.
Huh.
Yeah, and it's something Jimmy,
weight gain.
Jimmy and I talk about all the you're taking a weight shot at me. No.
I wasn't it you. Look around the room.
Hold on,
you just offended all of you.
About process of elimination. That's me.
And Jimmy was in that room too.
What do you say, Jimmy?
No, good.
Angel, went to take a guess? It's something we've always kind of talked about.
Oh, when you
said
that a minute ago.
Is it mass consumption of boner pills?
No.
It's boring, but when you said that, I was like, oh, is it recycling? Because
okay, no, that's not it either. Ryan Holmes, want to take a shot at it?
Oh, man, I was going to say recycling, too.
So was I.
Used to do
Don't. Yeah. Americans were bad at this
at
one point.
Cut the seatbelts out of your car.
And Jimmy and I have talked about it, and we've sort of been, you know, not that great at it. But the rest of the world does it all the time. Savannah, you would think I guess.
Well, my last guess didn't go over very well, so...
Orgies! Well, you called us all fat, so...
What Angel said.
Sleep. No, no, in America, we're really bad at taking our vacation time.
Oh, yeah.
And for the first year, Americans are taking their vacation.
We're tired.
Give me the hell out of this country for a little bit.
How many vacation days is the average American taking now? It used to be it was a lot less.
So it didn't. It used to be like 8, and now I'll go 13.
You know, it's more. Angel, I guess.
I know I'm one of those people that have taken more vacation days.
Yeah.
This year. 15.
It's even higher than that.
Oh, damn.
Carlos?
69.
That's way too high.
It's never too many when it's that number.
Ryan Holmesy?
I'm going to say that we added a week, so 21 vacation days.
That's a little too much.
Okay.
I'm going to go 18.
It's 17.2 vacation days, where it used to be 8 days is what Americans were taking.
Damn, we almost doubled off.
So for whatever reason, people heard the news, and they're like, hey, we're not taking our vacation days. We're just leaving them on the table. And it used to be people would not go on vacation because of many different reasons. They felt like, oh, I'm going to let someone else, someone else is going to show me up while I'm gone, mm-hmm. or someone else is going to move into my position, or the boss will think I don't care about my job as much. There was all these reasons Americans had.
All those reasons are facts.
Yeah. There was a time where this company would buy back those days.
Those were good old days.
And that's why I didn't take them. That was like considered a little extra paycheck.
Bonus, yeah.
There's a lot of companies that, with the crash and everything, have never reinstalled that that policy.
You've taken more this year, but you're still not taking the amount that you're able to, right, Angel?
But this is the first year. This year will be the first time where I haven't, like, you know, I used to get 14 days, something like that, 14 to 20 days.
Yeah.
This is the first year where I think I'll be left with less than a week.
That's, oh, wow, okay. At least you're getting better, you know.
Yeah, in 10 years working here, this is the first time where I've almost used them all.
Yeah, oh, that's good. That's really good. I've got a vacation plan for the end of next month, going to Bar Harbor, Maine, and then in the first week of November, I think I'm going to try to do a cruise. And I was wondering if a cruise to Cuba would be a good idea. Now, Savannah, you've been
I'm all about you going to Cuba.
Yeah?
Yep. And you'll have fun in Havana, and Havana's nice. And it's, like, don't use my adventure stories as yours, because we adventure in different ways.
Right, right.
Your
going
adventure
to.
Will be good. There'll be a swimming pool. There'll be food. There'll be running water. There'll be flushing toilets.
Right. All the things I need, yeah.
All of those things you will have.
That's why I've been steering away from Cuba, because my wife has been saying, Cuba sounds good. I'm like,
it's
ooh.
Not,
Savannah says it's kind of...
If you go deeper in, it's a little bit different. But in Havana, they fancied it up for the Americans to come over and spend money. So go.
No, Jimmy, you've been doing more vacations because you bought your fifth wheel, your trailer thing. So it kind of forces you to kind of get out more.
Yeah, we like to travel around. I think we're going to New York in September, and don't know what we have planned for the Christmas season. Of course, the new show coming up toward the end of the year, moving into next year, has changed the way I look at vacation and travel a lot. You know, because we don't have each other to cover for anymore like that, so it's going to change things.
Yeah,
know?
Right.
But I'm still looking forward to it. I like to get out, and it's healthy, by the way.
Yeah,
that's the thing I think that a lot of people have finally started to understand is the health value. Even my short little trip this past week was a great battery recharger. Like Monday morning, I could not wait to come into work. I was really excited to come into work, and you just kind of get burned out a little bit sometimes. It happens.
Yeah, when I took
it makes
that,
you more effective, I believe.
Recently, when I took that week, a total week off, by the third or fourth day, I was ready to get back. Because we get back to work.
Days off, you were ready?
No. After about 4 or 5, I was ready to get back to work because I enjoy what I do. What state do you think takes the most vacation out of all the states in the United
States? Probably California.
Yeah, California is incorrect.
I'll say Michigan.
Michigan is wrong.
I'm going Florida. We're always on vacation.
It's not Florida, James.
So I'll say something crazy like New York.
No,
Ohio.
And then you get one last guess there.
North Dakota. Why does he get two guesses?
I didn't even guess. He didn't guess. I thought
Jesus Christ. Yeah, are people counting my guesses?
Not fair.
Absolutely.
She wants to make sure I'm fair. Yeah.
You stole his song last weekend, and now you're going to steal his guess, too.
Settle down.
Enjoy your segment. Missouri.
No, I'm surprised you guys think it's one of your favorite places to go. For whatever reason, Colorado.
Oh,
They take the most.
They can't remember to go back to work.
Amen. They take the most vacation.
I can't believe I had to be at work on a Tuesday.
So this report out said for the first time in a long time, Americans are finally taking their vacation days.
good.
I think it's good.
It is good.
You know, so, I have to force myself to do it, but you're right. You do feel better, and if you get out, for us, you know, you get out and live life, it gives you stuff to talk about when you get back, so.
Yeah, we're actually trying to change up our vacation thing and do something a little different. We've been going to go out west a little bit more, I believe. Maybe another trip to Colorado, but maybe even to New Mexico. New Mexico is one of those states you don't really think about it much, but there's a number of places there that are absolutely stunning and have tons of cool stuff to do.
I haven't done a tropical vacation in a long time, so that's why I wanted to do a cruise for that first week. And the Kiss cruise is sold out, so I couldn't get on it.
Oh, dang it! You mean you don't have an annual pass?
No, I don't.
Like, to keep it for the rest of your life?
No, I don't know.
Man, you're a loser. I know this guy named Paul Ganley, and he's really good friends with the people in Kiss, and he has one of those.
Would your girl go on a Kiss cruise? Would she be down?
Sure. She'd, yeah. Up for happy about anything. Everything, anything, we'll do it. Yeah,
I think a Kiss cruise would change it.
And it's our anniversary. And she loves music.
Absolutely flipped the switch on there. Yeah.
No, she was all for music, it. Though. She was all for it. She said, it would make you fun. It would make you happy, so it would be fun, you know. So yep. she was all about it. But
I heard Kiss is using that new pee melter.
All right, when we come back, it's time really for Savannah the Gator Entertainer. You're listening to the Mantra of the Morning. Another 20 minutes, your chance to win tickets for two to Vegas. You want to listen for that keyword? Send it to 200-200. Text it to 200-200. Welcome back to the Mantra of the Morning. Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins. I'm only Dirty Jim. James John is here. Ryan Holmes. Carlos Navarro. Angel Navarre. And now...
Angel
Rivera. Carlos Navarro.
I was going to say Angel Navarro.
Wait, did you just combine you guys into one person?
Navarro.
So many V's in Spanish names.
All these weird names. Now it's time for Savannah, the Gator Entertainer.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Savannah. This segment is being brought to you by Gatorland in Orlando, Florida. If you're going to other alligator parks, we're talking to other alligator people, and you're in Central Florida, you're really just wasting your money. Come see the biggest gators in town. Gatorland has been the alligator capital of the world since 1949, and you guys come out there. We are doing some hiring now. Can't wait to see you guys. Always have so much fun out there. I've been a little sick lately, so I haven't been able to get out there and charge it, you know?
What do you mean charge it? What do you mean charge it?
Like run from the gators and run from the crocodiles, and I just haven't been my strong self.
Gotcha, yeah.
But I am a strong self now, so I'll be out there today. And Ryan, you gotta back that camera off my hair because it is busted. Along with my not being myself, I hadn't got my head done, so it looks a little jacked up. Anyways, go to Gatorland, come see me, message me. On Instagram, it's @Gatorland_Orlando. And on YouTube, it's Gatorland Vlogs. And I produce, direct, create, and manifest all that content there. So if you guys like that, that would be amazing. All right. So being the up-and-coming mover and shaker that I am.
Mm-hmm. Damn straight.
Voted one of the must-follow Instagrams in Central Florida.
Woo-woo! Thank you, Orlando Weekly. I have some really big meetings coming up. Like today or tonight, I'm going to this big fancy party.
Ooh.
Where there's going to be all these stars and stuff there. That's what they say. I probably don't know who they are, but I'm sure they're famous,
mm-hmm.
Which always goes over well. When they're like, hey, it's me. And I'm like, I don't know who you are.
I'm AJ McLean from Backstreet Boys.
No, I would know who that is.
But you tell them that you don't know who they are?
No, I just pretend like I do. I'm really good at pretending that's I know who people thing. Are.
What is this soiree? What are you going? What is this thing?
It's a big fancy party. I can tell you guys about it tomorrow.
All right.
I can't tell you too much about it today.
That way they don't uninvite you. I get it.
Yeah, but there will be paparazzi there.
Got it.
You know, Fight Club, you can't tell about Fight Club.
Come on, lovely. Look at this away. So, sometimes when I'm really emotional, which is all the time, and I don't mean emotional like grumpy or sad. I mean emotional like excited and full of passion.
Okay.
Kind of blow it for myself sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, I might be trying to have a conversation I think is going really good, but the person on the other end of the conversation is thinking, this is the dumbest lady I ever met before. What is she talking about? So, I've gone through, and yesterday I was homesick. So I wrote.
You mean you were missing South Carolina?
I wrote. No, that very never happens.
Okay, very never.
I wrote myself.
That very never
happens. A letter. I wrote myself a letter to me at all different stages of my life so that I could talk to myself and maybe help myself along the way get back to today.
Right on.
Starting with baby Savannah. Baby Savannah, how are you?
Hello.
Morning.
Hi, baby. I'm a baby.
What you been doing, baby Savannah?
You know, I'm just baby phones. Yeah.
This is the one that gets me.
I know. Wonder hates it.
You think it's creepy?
Oh.
Look at me, though.
No.
Baby Savannah, where's your mom and daddy?
I don't even know.
Are they around you? Are they?
I don't know. Is that the big red noodle guy?
So, baby Savannah.
I don't know why I'm blind as well.
Your fetus, Savannah. Yeah, it's weird.
If you go to YouTube, you can see fetus Savannah.
Fetus Savannah. Mama was smoking.
You know, I did have a feeling for a Marlboro.
Baby Savannah. Savannah, I have to tell you something. Don't roll off the bed.
What you mean, girl? What you talking about?
Don't roll.
What you talking about?
Don't roll off the bed.
I don't even know what you're saying.
Don't roll off the bed is what I'm saying. And
what
I'm
you
saying
talking
that
about?
Because when I was a baby, I never told this story on the show before, but when I was a baby, I was laying on the bed and I don't know where my parents went, but I do know that I rolled off the bed and fell into a piece of luggage.
And that ruined the 89 World Series.
That fell into a piece of luggage that came over the top and closed and locked.
My parents didn't
have the key. Mama called it a cocoon.
You were locked in luggage?
For at least an hour or so.
Help me.
Savannah, who told you this story that you accidentally fell into a locked piece of luggage?
My mama, she thinks it's funny. No, it was.
She did!
Help me!
It's a story they tell at Thanksgiving.
And then it closed on top and it locked down. So they had to get a drill and drill me out of there.
Oh, my God, what is that?
So, baby Savannah, don't roll over and you won't get locked in that thing. You be strong, girl.
Okay, future Savannah.
Next, I want to talk to toddler Savannah.
Hi, yo, I'm toddler Savannah.
I got you can talk.
I'm 8 years old and I'm picking up frogs and I ain't taking no mess from no dough.
Listen, I need to tell you something.
What you want? You from the future? What's Tom Selleck doing? Are them Duke boys still running about?
Stay out of the mud puddles.
Oh, no, I love mud puddles because I'm going to be the queen of South Carolina one day.
Stay out of the mud puddles because you're going to get worms.
Oh, yeah, no. What kind of worms? Can I collect them?
Well, as future Savannah, I can tell you the kind of worms that you've had.
Okay.
God. That was worms with an S.
Even my future self is gross.
Even my future self is gross.
I'm gonna do what I do. I'm gonna catch snakes and I'm gonna catch frogs, and you ain't tell me nothing. You are so beautiful, though.
We did grow up nice.
Oh my God. We did. We're hot.
All right. Okay, so middle sized Savannah, stay out of the mud puddles because you're gonna get worms. You're gonna get three different kinds of worms, and you're gonna get a medicine that tastes so good that you drink all of it.
Ooh.
And you're going to get very sick and have to go in the hospital.
Oh, no. Am I going to be a gator queen one day?
You are. Yay! You just keep believing in yourself. Keep believing in yourself. All right. Now, fast forward to dear teenage Savannah. Teenage Savannah, you got to...
Yo, I don't know what y'all doing, but I'm teenage Savannah. Ain't nobody going to tell me I can't have a black boyfriend. Okay? Because Double Andre stole my heart in freshman year. And I'm about to be a junior, and I'm going to be done here after this year.
Okay, teenage Savannah, here's the
what
thing.
What you talking to me? I don't listen to adults. I'm a badass bitch. I'll kick your shins in.
Okay, wait, though. No. Wait. I'm from the future, teenage Savannah, and I wanted to tell you something.
How's Belle Biv DeVoe doing? I think they're awesome.
I want to tell you that you are very, very innovative.
What the hell's that word mean?
And I really like your style.
I think I look pretty fresh in my cross colors. Look at that. On the front of my shirt, it has Bugs Bunny. And he's looking at his beeper. On the back of it, it has a female Bugs Bunny. And she's calling him because Bugs Bunny's late coming home. He's about to whoop her ass because I'm Teenage Savannah. I don't take no mess.
Here's all I'm asking.
What?
Might want to pull it back in just a little bit.
Screw you, bitch. I do what I want. I live forever. I'm bulletproof, 6'9". I don't care about bitches. I'm just, Teenage Savannah. What?
That's very accurate.
You might want to pull it back just a touch.
Yeah, how about I pull it back and then kick your ass, huh? Reverse kick ass. Get off me. I can drink if I want to.
I don't even know why I try to talk to myself at that age, because that is ridiculous.
I would have so hollered at you when you were that age.
Hell yeah.
Six children's homes you're going to go to.
Well, each one of them sucked.
and they did suck.
Yeah.
Oh, that's,
that took a real sad turn for my future.
But you know what? You got introduced to new people that changed your life along the way.
Yeah, like Billy Creepy Hands. He was a nice foster daddy.
Oh, God.
He checked me for scoliosis every day.
Okay, now moving right along,
okay,
we're going to go to, I got college, Savannah.
Oh. Excuse me. I am super smart, early 20s, Savannah, and I'm studying for a liberal arts degree.
And how did you know?
It's the easiest one to get.
I want to study African American cultures.
And here's why you got to stop there, baby girl.
What?
Because there's
half
gonna
of
be,
my football there, friends
wait,
got a degree
no,
in that.
Wait, stop. There's going to be a time in your life
what?
When you and Double Andre.
Yeah, he's my
and
love.
And his son by his baby mama.
Yeah, Casey and JoJo.
Y'all are going to be.
Yeah.
At a big prep. Y'all are going to be at a mall.
Okay.
In Daytona Beach.
All right, getting some Cinnabons.
There's going to be an African American store inside there. And you're going to go in there and try to talk to them about your African American cultural studies.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're not going to take it the way you're saying it.
I walk in and say, what? I'm originally from Africa. Okay.
No, don't say that.
Don't say it. Black power plus white power.
Equals
Oreo power.
Oreo power.
Stay away from that.
What?
Focus on the liberal arts.
Okay, I'm going to get a degree in Latin arts.
And then... Because why?
Because Latin sounds sexy.
Because you love tacos. Tell the truth.
I do. I'm a fire sauce girl all the way.
Okay, so don't... do the African American cultural studies.
Don't
it's
do
not
it.
Gonna work for you and you're almost gonna get into a riot.
Okay.
So I'm warning you.
What?
All right.
What's an African American
store? And you're gonna end up saying something to the tone of what? Don't tell me I don't know my history.
Don't tell me I don't know my history. I'm a professor, like Dead Poets Society.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Okay. And then I got college, Savannah. When you do drop out, you're going to join the Marine Corps.
Oh.
And it's going to be the greatest time of your life. And you're going to drink all day. And you're going to have so much fun. And you're going to be an air traffic controller. And you're going to be a go-go dancer at night in Hollywood. And you're just going to take over the world.
My God. You sure you ain't talking about Forrest Gump?
Every one of these stories, there's truth in them.
This sounds like Jenny. Yeah. I'm a non-military Savannah. There you go. 10 hook.
There you go. Semper Fi. All right. So now it comes to today. I have this big fancy thing I have to do this afternoon and a big fancy meeting I have to go to today. But bigger than anything, I just want you to know that no matter where you are in your life right now, no matter if you're baby Savannah or teenage Savannah or got college Savannah, no matter where you are, whatever little Savannah you are today, be strong and always, always, always be you. And you can make it to the next spot. You can make it to the next level. It will be fantastic.
To the top, never stop.
Yeah, I'm all right there. You know what? I got an idea for a motivational minute with my segment.
What did you think of that?
They're going to make you all something to eat.
Yeah, and I'll tell you about my town, too.
You got a trivia question you want to throw out?
I got a question for future Savannah.
Okay.
What exactly is a African American store?
Well,
oh yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah,
from James
what
John.
Is that? Because I want to go.
American man.
Yeah, yeah. And don't say M. Scott.
Actually, what happened is...
Wow!
Yeah. Oh, wow!
I said, don't say it. Come on, God, buddy.
Yeah, really.
I said, don't say
he
that.
Said, don't say it. I mean, yeah.
A long time ago when I was growing up in South Carolina, and I was with my friends, and my friends, we were very culturally diverse.
Okay.
And so that's how we kind of grew up, and... you know, Carlos did the accent for you, and that was me. And I tried to go into this place, and I tried to talk to them about struggles, and I talked to them about the South.
Oh, hell no. You ain't got to be black to be black. Okay? Look at me, girl. I got braids, and I ain't even been to the Bahamas.
Hey, Rachel Dolezal did it.
Exactly.
What kind of a store was it?
What kind of a store?
Shikis.
It had, like, A-F-R-I-K-A-N, and then, like, another word. And it was in, like, this big pavilion.
Yeah.
And they had like
isn't that how Africa Bambaataa spelled their name when they were making records back in the day?
All kinds of like
cultural
exotic
stuff.
Sort of like flutes and pipes
gotcha.
Clothes that would never fit me, even when I was teenage Savannah. Just all kinds of stuff like that. And of course I have to get into a debate with somebody about something I know nothing about, which is the world today. So I was very innovative.
You're a pioneer.
Thank you very much.
Did you look stupid in there talking to him, you think?
Absolutely. Okay. Thinking back on it, they should have punched me in the face. Thinking back on it, had Double Andre not been there with me, I probably would have gotten beat down.
You need to calm down, girl.
That was said a lot to you, I bet.
Gotcha.
No, it was more like, I know, girl. Come on, though.
Come on. You know they're all against us. Let's go.
I would have loved to have been in that story as you try to explain as a white woman African-American studies to them. Like, let me tell you about black people. You don't really know.
Right, exactly. I know. It was, you know what? But you're eager when you're young like that and you think you can change the world. And guess what? I have changed
you
the
have.
World.
There you
I
go.
Absolutely have. Thank you very much.
If people want to follow your Instagram or follow you on social media, what do they do?
At Savannah Bone, Savannah like Georgia, and B-O-A-N is my last name. I think links are in the description of all of our YouTube videos that we're putting out right now.
Yeah.
Or you can come see me at Gatorland. Facebook is Savannah Bone, too.
And yeah, and all of it also is on our website at monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. When we come back, it's going to be 9 o'clock. Your chance to win a trip for two to Vegas. That's a really big deal. It's the iHeartRadio Music Festival. It's September 21st and 22nd. You can win tickets where you get they'll pay for the flight, the room, everything. So listen for that keyword and text the keyword to 200-200. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Your next chance to win your way to our iHeartRadio Music Festival in Vegas is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1.
Oh, man, Savannah, look, that's a cotton candy bonanza. That is what, look at that.
And you
know what?
That's how you do
it. That's what Ryan Holmes is going to do. Right there. In this part, too, Savannah, look, see the dancing?
This is what I was thinking when you said bonanza.
That's the bonanza.
Woo. There's a guy.
This is unfair.
You got to look on YouTube.
Deb, look at this.
Oh, you got to do that, Ryan.
It's cotton candy, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh, look at that ball of cotton candy.
I want to eat that cotton candy.
You can see this on a YouTube chat room right now. We're on live. This guy is taking cotton candy to another level. I didn't even know that things like this was possible.
But that's what you've got to do tomorrow night at the back-to-school skate park.
I got less than 24 hours to master that.
You got it.
If you've never seen that, I just, you know, someone just sent this to me and said, hey, Russ, Ryan Holmes is going to do. And I said, yes, that is exactly what Ryan Holmes is going to do. That's the cotton candy bonanza.
Oh, man. This guy is taking... I'm flabbergasted. I just can't even believe that you can do that with that machine, because I always keep it with the protective dome, because the cotton candy will burn you.
Us white folks leave the protective dome on, but we got to take the dome off.
I don't know if you saw my...
All these years, like, you do not take off that dome. And then one guy in Portugal was like, what if we take off the dome?
When I used to rent that thing, I used to tell you, you got to keep the dome on, because if you don't keep the dome
on... This whole place blows up.
Cotton candy will go everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Brian?
What's
you
up?
Keep the dome on?
I keep the dome on.
I always keep it on.
You gotta take it off.
And you can see. I gotta take the dome on.
Okay, hang on a second.
I don't even use condoms.
Is this like a legit
conversation about have you made cotton candy before?
Oh my God, I used to own a company and I had 15 cotton candy machines.
So Deb, this Friday night, tomorrow night at Astro Skate, we're having the Monster Skate party and Ryan is doing a cotton candy bonanza. And we didn't know what it was, and so we are assuming it's this amazing feat that you can see on our YouTube channel right now if you go to Monsters on YouTube, and that's amazing. I love cotton candy.
You
like deep in my heart.
Oh, who doesn't?
You know?
And here's the thing, we learned how well Ryan Holmes danced and his dancing is going to make this difficult.
It was not good.
And I'll be on roller skates, so double whammy. You know what? He's not dancing that well. I can definitely master this dance.
You can do it. You can do that.
But
Dom,
how's
Ryan.
He getting that lift so the dome goes off and the cotton candy just starts flying like a dragon out of there, man?
And it's in one long stream, and he's able to. You got to check this out if you get a chance. It's actually pretty cool. Deborah Roberts is here to tell us what's going on in the real news. We're playing with cotton candy.
Let's just keep playing with cotton candy.
What's happening in the real news?
Let's just keep playing with cotton candy.
The story that stood out to me was there's some story about Omarosa.
Oh, yes, and her secretly recording President Trump and White House staff members on her smartphone.
So she's Omarosa, and then she's basically
she is straight up cray.
She's like a reality star, right? And so she's in the White House, and so she's
the president.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So she's recording them talking. I can't believe they don't have some way of knowing whether someone is recording them with their phone or not.
And What's the propensity of people around this guy recording their conversations with this guy?
It is insane,
man. Because they know.
Interesting about this is that what people are saying is, look, what's on the phone, what's on the tapes, these recorded conversations, there's nothing controversial.
Sure there isn't.
However, the issue is, does it make a lot of sense to put someone like Omarosa into what should be the most secure place on the planet?
No.
who would genuinely hire that person as an official position?
Someone who'd hired her to be his apprentice.
She was a villain on every single show she was on.
But she had a specific role embracing the African American community with the president's administration, and she failed miserably in that.
That was the best representative he could find to embrace the African American community.
I speak for the black delegation, as you know.
Yes, I know you do. Yeah.
And we don't want that bitch.
Keep her.
We took a vote.
But the thing is that she's playing this now for people as they hear what I.
She's got a book coming out. I think it's next week. She's got a book out.
Of course, she's gonna be
a tell-all. It's gonna get uglier before it's gonna get better.
I can't wait.
We know so far that he said
nothing. We know nothing.
Oh, we don't know anything.
We just know the recordings are there. He could have been ordering food.
He could have been taking a D.
Is recording stuff. His other aides are recording stuff. What I want is when Halle Berry plays her in a Lifetime movie coming up soon, the Omarosa trials, and it's very serious and has the audio, and then everybody looks up to Omarosa after that. That's the way this cycle is going.
Here's the thing.
I know, but remember, she was physically removed from the White House.
Physically
removed from the White House when she got fired.
You just can't fire black people and think we're going to walk out.
No. We're going to clap.
Oh, yeah.
Call security. Imagine, though, being Omarosa. I mean, okay, she made her living out of being a villain, and I think she knew she was doing it, so it was kind of on purpose. But then she was accepted by people that love Donald Trump, but now she's turned on Donald Trump. So the Donald Trump people, they hate her.
Yeah.
Everybody else hates her.
That's a rational group of people.
It's karma. It's karma.
You're right.
It's karma. You spend your life being a piece of shiz.
Hey! Oh, okay. Whoa. Watch it.
Listen, lady, we're about protecting the FCC license here.
Yeah,
You're supposed to be the real reporter here, goodness.
Protect that.
Don't stop.
Go start cursing on a Joe Colbert show.
Put him on the glass.
If you're going to curse, do it Friday at 3 o'clock. Don't do it here.
Been there, done that.
I already wore out the dump button this morning early on.
Did
in the 6 o'clock
Go
hour.
Ahead. Come on. Fist bump me on that one.
What, you have a lot of fiber?
I'm proud of you.
What else is happening in the real news, Deborah?
Dude, you're too busy working on your cotton candy bonanza over there.
I'm working on my dance moves right now, so sorry about that.
We don't have enough time, Ryan.
Well, we had, speaking of politics, we had the second and final debate between the GOP candidates who are vying for the Republican nomination.
I watched a little bit of it. I got a little heated.
Very heated. I was very surprised.
So
it was one insult after another. And Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam, you have Adam Putnam saying, you know, as per the president's endorsement of Ron DeSantis, saying he knows Florida best and that at least he won't have to call the White House switchboard to get his instructions for the day.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's how that comes off to me. When you hitch yourself to someone so heavily, it's like, oh, you're not a leader. You're just a little shill.
He's 11 points ahead. Yeah. This was expected to be Adam Putnam's race.
Yeah.
This really was expected to be Adam Putnam's race. And that endorsement by the president has now put Congressman DeSantis 11 percentage points ahead of Putnam.
And I'm not saying because of Donald Trump. I'm just saying anybody that ties themselves to someone else. So you're supposed to
it's
vote for me
bad.
Because I like this guy so much. I'm not a leader. I'm a following piece of... I mean,
this happens in every... Yeah.
I've never seen anyone who's kissed this much ass. This is terrible. He's got his little kid building
dressed up as making America great. It is excessive.
I think it's terrible.
But it's working.
Yeah.
And you're not his base.
Yeah, you're right.
So those ads aren't going to work on you.
Right. No.
But they are going to work on his base, and they have, because when these two guys ran, it was really kind of considered DeSantis was going to be the outsider because he's more of a D.C. guy.
People don't look at that as like you're not a leader, you're
but
just
it's a
following.
Republican primary, right?
Pardon?
It's a Republican primary.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just Trump is the Republican Party. There is no, he is every level, he is the leader Republican Party. Well, so let's not forget that. He is the leader of the Republican Party, and if you are a Republican, guess what? You probably like Donald Trump.
Well, keep in mind, too, out of Tuesday's primaries, he had 5 out of 5 wins of those candidates he's endorsed.
There you go.
However you feel about the president, his endorsement is working. I mean, it shot DeSantis up into the polls in a way. Now, the other thing that's kind of hurt Putnam as well is coming out with the ad where saying that, you know, Congressman DeSantis wants to raise taxes, wants a 23% tax.
Yeah, is that accurate?
It's not, and I believe Putnam had voted for it as well. It's very misconstrued the way the ad is presented, and a lot of GOP folks that I read the text messages and over where I work Monday through Thursday at News Radio 102.5. They're not happy with that ad.
But
they're
Am I correct in this, that this has worked for Donald Trump in the primaries around the country, but when it comes to the general, he's losing to a lot of the places?
You know what? I learned after 2016. I don't follow the polls. I report on the polls, but it all comes down to election day.
I totally agree. I mean, how could you after the last election really know?
And I've always questioned because you don't know what their sampling size is, their methodology. Mm-hmm. You know, I tried taking probability and statistics in high school. My mom found me crying in the bathroom every day.
It's like radio ratings.
Yeah.
And then Soto and Grayson went at it too.
Oh yeah. They went at it as well. Now, again, Putnam and Grayson are considered to be crashing and burning in the state.
Yeah.
Because Soto is seen as in a very positive light with his outreach to Puerto Rican evacuees who came here to Florida, his trips there. He's been very proactive. And of course, Grayson has a lot of baggage.
And Soto is actually going to stop by the show. I've known Darren for a long time, and he's stopping by the show on the 14th next week. And if Grayson would like to stop by, we can have him as well.
Yeah, you have to do equal time, correct?
Absolutely. We're FCC.
Do you really have to do that?
I said the same thing. When you look at Fox News or you look at MSNBC and you see that they overwhelm a network with one candidate, is that even a real thing anymore?
Yes, it is. And I'll defend Fox News, amazingly enough.
I want to know. I'm asking the question.
Because I heard them yesterday because I was saying, oh, okay, here we go. So they go to the candidate they know is, you know, in line with their beliefs. But they said that they had also put an invitation to Rahm Emanuel.
They have to,
who is fighting for his political life in Chicago after 70-plus people were shot over the weekend.
Yeah, he needs to go.
He needs to go. Yeah. Absolutely.
Because Obama's Emanuel chief of staff at one
go.
Point, wasn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he was. And he left being chief of staff to become the mayor of Chicago, and he's done an abysmal job since then. So they had said, hey, we've extended the offer to his office many, many times, and can't even get an answer.
There's no
back.
Way Rahm Emanuel stepping one small toe into the offices of Fox News because it looks like an ambush to begin with.
Right.
And it would be.
It would be.
Really, to be honest with you, and it wouldn't even have to be. It would just be, hey, Rahm, tell us how the city's doing. And then that would be a down ball.
But in defense of broadcasters, we are required to do fair sides.
If you give
airtime to one side, you have to give it to
and
the other.
That doesn't mean they have to accept.
Exactly.
No. They might know if they walk in this room that
it's a matter of us making the extension, making the offer, making it known it's available to them. If they want to participate, that's on them. If they don't, that's on them.
Exactly. Right. But the offer was made. But the offer was made. We also had the mayoral candidates that debated last night for Orange County mayor.
Oh, how did you?
Pretty good. You know, the big issue was the $15 an hour minimum wage, and Rob Penitento. Mm-hmm. Penitento. He's the only one who came out in support of it. Jerry Demings. The other candidates were like, yeah, that's not really such a good idea, especially for small business. The other big story we've been following all week is the California wildfire. Over 300,000 acres.
So now officially the biggest fire ever.
Yes.
And they arrested the guy who they said started the fire.
Yes, they did. Started, I think it's called a holy fire.
Most hated man in California.
Oh, yeah. One of several, you know, because he had started an illegal fire outside of his camp. And the last big wildfire was started someone illegally, you know, lighting a fire at their camp.
Like just, they were just camping and just lit a fire just to go camping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Case, I thought this was for fire season.
Yeah. I don't know the specifics with this new arrest, if this guy had an illegal fire or if he set out to just be a damn dirty arsonist.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
All right. Hey, you want to stick around for a meme of the week? That's a stupid question, right? All right.
We'll do that.
Watch what you say. You're listening to the Mosh in the Morning. All right, so a little debate here. This is the texting service, which they do know all, but it said, please tell your fancy news lady, Deborah Roberts, that the FCC has not required equal time for some years now.
Oh, okay. Well, we still keep it equal.
There you go.
We keep it equal. But then, I don't know. It's different in the news biz.
Now it's time for meat of the week, I guess.
Savannah is
waitressing.
Yeah, wow.
She's coming yelling. If you can go to YouTube right now, monsters.fm.
That's how she's a waitress. She just screams at you.
That's
how
I want.
What you want? Here you go.
Or what?
I hope y'all brought money to tip her, because she looks like the type where she'll give you a sneeze muffin if you don't.
Oh, yeah. Mm. A sneeze muffin?
A sneeze muffin.
That's extra in some establishments.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. I've worked at some establishments where...
It's the Monsters of the Morning, Real Radio 104.1. It's time for meat of the week. Dirty Jim will be in a second. I'm Russ Rollins, along with James John and Ryan Holmes. We've got Deborah Roberts here, Angel and Carlos, and now Savannah Servant, everybody. And all this is live on the YouTube channel, by the way.
I like this.
And also at monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm, where you can catch all of our stuff at monsters.fm.
Yes. Including me twerking.
Yes.
Apparently made it on camera.
Hey, listen, this new server's kind of hot because the last one looked like Fat Billy Joel.
Oh my God!
I those like fat, you bringing the food.
Those fat Billy Joel photos. They look so much like Jimmy. It's
Have you seen them, Deb? Oh, okay. Yeah, you guys are doing it on your show.
Yeah, it's hard. But anyway, it's meat of the week. Meat of the week is brought to you by Petty's Meats. Petty's Meats on 434. The place is awesome. And I don't know what this is, but it looks and smells good.
What type of crustacean is this?
Yeah.
Yesterday, real quick, a couple of coworkers were having lunch in the kitchen, some sandwiches, a side salad, like a macaroni, a pasta salad.
Yeah.
Let me taste the sandwiches, and I was like, oh, my God, that is unbelievable. All the food had come from Petty's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait a second here.
Is that like a little lobster?
That is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So that's really good, right?
Yes.
So we talk about Petty's being able to cook. You know, it is a meat shop. It is a butcher shop. It is a custom deli. It's all of those things. But it's run by people who love food, and that's what I love about this store, and they cook. So this is something they just started making. This is a brand new dish with one of the best seafood products I've ever tasted. We talk about this. They're Argentina red shrimp.
Okay, but they taste like lobster.
This is that shrimp that has the same exact kind of consistency as lobster. It's very sweet. It's buttery. It has the same texture and bite as kind of lobster meat. So what they did is they put that into their Alfredo Florentine, which is a spinach Alfredo sauce with bacon, onion, garlic, Parmesan cheese. And all I did was heat this up and make pasta.
What?
That's all I did.
I did a very soft DMX. What?
We don't have any rolls?
Yeah, I know, dude. Trust me. All you need is because
this is a sop and sign up. So, yeah, absolutely.
And by the way, they have some of the best bread in the city. I never give them credit for their bread, but their baguettes there are amazing. So what happened when I went in the other day, Allison, who owns Petty's, came up and said, hey, you know, we want to try this new thing. We want to try something different. I said, well, let's do some seafood. We hadn't done seafood in a while. And I was actually buying Argentina shrimp for my camping trip is exactly what it was. She goes, well, we just started this new dish, this Alfredo Florentine type thing with these shrimp, and we're serving it, and people are loving it.
I want to give you some next week and see what you think. So,
all people have to do is just make the pasta and then put this on top.
Boil pasta and that's it. Yeah. And by the way, they have artisan pastas there as well. Not saying that you can't get your regular box pasta and have it work, but my favorite pasta is pappardelle, which is a really wide noodle because it holds a lot of the sauce.
Oh, I always like the angel hair pasta.
You're a wide noodle.
So this is their shrimp. It's got, like I said, bacon, spinach, garlic, onion with heavy cream. I think there's a little bit of white wine in there and then some Parmesan cheese, and it's absolutely wonderful. It's a heat and eat meal. And of course, if you wanted to just get these shrimp yourself to throw them on your grill or to make your own sauce or whatever, you could.
Right.
They're very achievable financially. They're really, really affordable, and they are delicious.
Yeah. This is the best thing I've eaten from there for sure.
Wow.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Absolutely the best.
It is amazing. And you know, they've rolled out a bunch of new stuff. Last week they did the chicken sausage, that Jose's Fiesta chicken sausage, which apparently sold quite well.
That was really good.
And we think that this is going to sell very well.
Wow.
Too. So,
damn.
Yeah, these are, I mean, if you're someone who you like lobster, but man, lobster is too hard to peel and all that kind of stuff, you just get these little things, and it's just like little baby lobsters. It's good.
Again, you cook pasta, you ladle this onto it, and you're a superstar. But I agree with Angel. A little salad, some good crusty bread to sop up that great sauce.
Is that linguine or just spaghetti?
Just spaghetti.
Yeah.
Just regular spaghetti. You'd buy it like Publix. They have it there. It's the same like Del Toro or whatever the hell it is. But again, this is a really, and this is a once a week dish. Let's face it. That's a pretty rich sauce.
Yeah, it is.
But it is very delicious.
Would it be inappropriate to finish that sauce off with a straw?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'll snort it too.
Hey,
drink it.
You want a noodle? You want to do a noodle like
Lady and the Tramp?
Lady and the Tramp?
I just licked my plate.
No, I'm good.
Oh, yeah. So
you just talked about how I don't wash my face.
I don't wash my face.
Who wants to?
I didn't want to do it you anyway, but your breath stank.
So thanks again, Petty's, for Meat of the Week. It is the Argentina red shrimp in there. And their Alfredo sauce that you can get right now. Look for the Meat of the Week sign on the case.
We're going to have to video this. Deb and Savannah are about to do the Lady and the Tramp. Go to YouTube, monsters.fm. Go to YouTube. Deb and Savannah. Oh, my God. Hold on. This is hot.
Oh, yeah.
Deborah has ultimate sucking power.
Of course, Deborah got more to eat.
Wow.
The suction power.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even get my bite. Because she sucked it out of my mouth.
She's hungry.
My girl is
hungry.
Constantly hungry.
Damn. As hungry as I am all the time. Oh, that was crazy.
Wow. She walks in on Fridays wondering what's free for food.
After I saw Deb do that, I would pay your rent.
Crazy, right?
Well, she sucked that right out your mouth.
And she was all sexy with
she
it.
She was.
I look all busted.
Yeah, you look like you were at Golden Corral.
You know what? You were mean to me. That's why I'm going to tell you about that sauce on your face right now.
Where is it?
All over it.
I'm a pig. I got it all over my face.
Big thanks to Petty's Meat.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Oh, my gosh. That was so good.
That stuff is really good.
Go get them shrimps.
Oh, my God. I want to get some so bad.
When we come back, it's time for Carlos to take you to the top. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Did you meet?
I can't say how much I'm looking forward to Saturday. I'm nervous about Friday night because of the skating, and I'm going to fall and bust my ass in front of everybody. But Saturday, the brew bus, I'm really looking forward to because...
Oh, this is going to be a blast.
It was New Smyrna Brewing, the beer they brought in, the Irish Red.
Yep.
I got to have some more Irish Red. It was really great, and I've got my growler. Should I bring the growler with me?
Absolutely, because that'd be a great time or a great opportunity to have it refilled.
Yes, okay. You know what I mean? So, there's nothing really to promote for the brew bus. It's sold out. All I'm telling you is...
Just a heads up for the next one.
For the next one, get your tickets quick.
We got two more planned.
They're so much fun. I'm really looking forward to it. And we want to thank MCA Transportation for making that possible. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Dirty Jim, Ryan, James, John here, Savannah. And now it's time for Carlos. Take it to the top.
Let's go. Good morning, everybody. Hello, my name is Carlos Alberto Navarro. Yes, this is To The Top. Every single morning, try and take it to the top, make you think, make you laugh, whatever it may be. Today is no different. My tummy is full with delicious Dirty Jim cookings.
And luckily,
I would love to take credit for that. I boiled pasta. I mean, I would love to take credit for that, but I'm telling you, that's all Petty's got.
Luckily, that was all on my diet, which is
that's amazing. Argentinian shrimp with nice butter sauce.
Alfredo sauce. Yeah,
It was delicious. Thank you, Petty's. Thank you, Jimmy. And this is sponsored by the Monster Skate Night Party, Angel.
Just a real quick heads up, because we've got a lot of traffic incident happening downtown Orlando. It's Roslyn Avenue is closed all the way up to Robinson. One of the scaffoldings, like the things that are going up on the side of one of the buildings that's being on construction, fell. Hang on. No one's injured right now, but they have Roslyn shut down all the way up to Robinson. So if you're trying to get to work and you're working downtown, you're going to have to figure out other ways around that. They got OPDs are directing traffic, but that's what's going on.
Luckily, there haven't been more accidents. I mean, the construction work they're doing is kind of amazing to watch.
I marvel at it, and I hope everybody's safe out there. Be careful. Keep your eyes on the road, man. I know there's so many distractions. Talked about it last week, man. Almost died on the freaking I-4 going about 50, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, be careful.
And you saw that it's a constant occurrence. It's not like it's rare anymore.
Just like Trooper Steve told us. He's like, if you can avoid I-4, you should.
His philosophy is this: all accidents are avoidable.
Yeah.
A problem with I-4 right now, and do you guys notice this? And maybe it's just me, and I'm guilty of this, and I'm way more cognizant of it because of him being here.
Whatever.
Right. Do you feel like the need for speed with the concrete barriers like that close, and it just feels like you're driving?
Like you need to go
like
faster.
You're on the wall.
Like you're fast, and I'm feeling like I'm an F1 driver.
I do not feel that.
No,
I don't. But I don't have that same desire that you do.
You're in a NASCAR, and you're more like me and Angel do. Sometimes when I'm coming to work and no one's on the road at all, I want to get into that lane that gets the closest to that concrete thing, because I want to see if I can make the curves as quick as I can make them in my Jeep.
I'm guilty of that, and I'm just like, and it was off that conversation, and he made a reference like that, and I find myself like, okay, back up off it, idiot.
Not me.
Here's another thing. Why aren't the concrete barriers orange?
Yeah, it should be orange. I've seen that they're luckily putting some more cones and stuff out there, but be careful on the road out there. Thank you for the update, Angel. That stuff is always valuable, especially when you're in the car. You want to know, wait, what the hell? Why are we stopped? What the hell is going on here?
Crane fell.
Luckily, you weren't under it.
Wow.
Monster Skate Night is tomorrow night. First time we're doing this. Bring your kids. Bring your girlfriend. Bring your boyfriend. Bring your boyfriend. Bring your side piece. Keep her in the back. Keep an eye on her. But, you know, it is supposed to be for fun. But we're also collecting school supplies. Moira, thank you for sending me this wonderful little poem that I'm going to read here about the big purpose of what we're doing here for A Gift for Teaching. I know most of you listening are blessed, including myself, to be able to purchase school supplies for your kids. I mean, don't even think about it sometimes. That's 30, 40 bucks, 50 bucks, whatever the hell it may be. You go do it, boom, and you leave. But there is a huge portion of society that this is something that troubles them, that literally can hurt them from making rent, from buying groceries. And it goes to the student. Remember when you were like in middle school or elementary school and you didn't have something, and the other kids would look at you and they'd immediately judge you? Your backpack was a little worn. Maybe your shoes were a little worn. That's what this is about. It's going to be a fun time. But when you go tomorrow night at Astro Skate at Goldenrod from 6 to 8 p.m., you can stay all night if you want to. Think of this poem right here. It's by Joshua T. Dickerson. Don't know his age. Thank you once again, Moira, who is on the board of A Gift for Teaching, who has this poem. It's called, "Cause I Ain't Got No Pencil. I woke myself up because we ain't got an alarm clock. Dug in the dirty clothes basket because ain't nobody washed my uniform. Brushed my hair and teeth in the dark because the lights aren't on. Even got my baby sister ready because my mama wasn't home. Got us both to school on time to eat us a good breakfast. Then when I got to class, the teacher fussed at me because I ain't got no pencil."
Wow.
All right. That was written by somebody that you're going to be able to help this Friday. When you slide by Target or Walmart or Walgreens or whatever it is, come with hands. If I see you got two hands full of school supplies, I'm going to give you a big-ass hug. I promise you.
Because you can't make them drop their stuff.
That's true. I could. But hopefully they're a little bit more coordinated than that. And Joshua T. Dickerson, love that poem, and that will stick with me right there, brother. And, man, there's some had some interesting conversations. You ever get hit in the face with realness? Okay, if you have a wife, you kind of do that, all right? So yesterday, Like I said, I told you guys we were getting ready, the house ready for a friend coming over. Shout out to Coop. He's on the way here. He's coming from Georgia.
He's going to come tomorrow night, right?
Absolutely. My buddy Cooper Andrews, you know him from Walking Dead and I guess the new, is it Shazam? Why do I keep messing up the
Shazam.
Name? Shazam. Okay.
Samson, Hercules, Atlas, Zeus, Achilles, Mercury, Shazam!
Damn, you really know Russ.
Wow, that was so crazy.
He'll be out there. Hopefully he'll be out there skating. Anyway, getting the house ready. And I had a little conversation with my wife. She's like, it was basically one of those moments, and I've had these times before, where you think you're doing a much better job than you're really doing, right? Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that for me personally as a husband, as a father, is housework. Okay?
Or you think you're doing great.
Oh, my God. Before the conversation I had with my wife where perspective was brought in on the real, I would have said, I'm doing pretty damn good around the house.
I'm stepping it up.
Oh, yeah.
It's much cleaner than I normally keep it.
I would have said, honey, I think I've been doing my fair share easily, and let's sit down and talk about this. Well, that's when you step into a nice, let's call it a debate with your wife, and I don't know if y'all fellas know, women remember everything.
They do.
They have what Russell Crowe had in A Beautiful Mind.
Yeah.
But instead of mathematical equations, it's all the times you didn't do something.
Yeah.
Categorize. And then my version of that retelling it is very different. And then she reminds me the truth.
And she's so concise, even if she's wrong, you don't question it.
Oh, nope. And you can't debate it because it's like, well, I
thank you,
I
Russ.
Have no proof that I, you know, you're probably all right.
Right.
Russ, that's
she's
the
got the pee melter.
She's got the pee melter.
So, yes, in my younger days, when I would get into a debate with somebody, and even if I knew I was wrong, man, I would die on that hill.
Yeah.
And I would just start to debate. But then, as you get older, you realize
explaining's losing.
Explaining, Angel, one of the most brilliant things you've ever said, my friend, explaining is losing. And as I sat there, and like I said, we weren't arguing. It was more so like, this is what you do in relationships, man. If you're in a real relationship, sometimes you got to have an ugly talk about like, hey, man, you need to pick up your slack a little bit more. You need
uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable talk, and then not get it to that next crazy emotional level where you're fighting, and then you leave, and because that's how it happens. It's usually something that needs to be talked about. This is the case. Hey, honey, your friends are coming over, and I'm doing the majority of work to get things ready, and you're going to do this.
Were you sitting there eating like...
I was literally eating a slice of pizza. Like, I don't know what you're talking about, but I got to go to Universal.
You missed the spot.
I thought I'd stepped it up a little bit. Right?
I genuinely did. In my head, I was ready to retort with, but I cleaned the kitchen last week on Wednesday. You know, but I kept my mouth shut and I listened. And that's the motivational myth.
Oh, so many people just don't listen. They just want to talk back.
They just want to talk
you
back.
You just stop that.
And that's my life got so much easier when I stopped having to win everything.
Uh-huh.
And I think a lot of times in relationships, we try and win every argument because, oh, I can talk louder, or I'm quicker to this, whatever. But sometimes I just listen, and I was like, my God, she is correct in every single point.
And you can win the battle, but not win the war. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, oh, I won there, but oh, wow, now I'm divorced again.
Yeah, it is.
Whoa!
That one.
You know what I'm saying?
Your fights escalate.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I thought you were gonna say sleep on the couch, but no, divorce. No.
Straight up.
I've seen it go all the way to the end, brother. All the way to the end.
My God,
that
man.
Was really close to home, huh?
And look, man, like you know, a lot of times you hear me on here, and you're like, oh, Carlos always talk about positivity, and I am, but I don't ever want to come off like I said I'm perfect, and sometimes
because he's not perfect. We can all tell you that.
Hell no. But you know,
you think you're perfect, huh?
I don't know. Am I Savannah or am I you?
I don't know, but I wasn't listening. So many people don't listen.
So maybe you'll find yourself, whether you're female or man today, you know, talking to somebody, and in the middle of it, you go, oh my God, this is the part where I just go, shut up, and I say, I'm sorry. You're right. I need to work on this. And that's what I did. And hopefully I will. I'm going to try and work on doing a little bit better. I genuinely am. I'm a work in progress, man. I'm a work in progress. I believe we all are. I love you, baby. Thank you for staying up till 4 a.m. to do everything.
While I slept. while I slept. Oh,
like a baby.
And it's my friend's coming home to stay.
No, I love her. I love her, and she's a good woman. And yeah, we're gonna have a fun time this week. Now let's do something totally different. All right, let's do a little birthdays right now. I'm gonna say somebody's birthday. It's gonna be very hard for you to guess, but I'll tell you this: this person has achieved something that is one of my ultimate goal list as an actor. Okay,
Porn.
Yes.
Okay.
No. No. He is 28 years old, all and right. most of us don't. He's not a common household name.
Mm-hmm.
But he was in one of the best films, I think, last year. I think it was last year. Yeah, it was last
Oscar
year.
Oscar Isaacs.
What was that?
Oscar Isaacs.
No, but I love that dude.
So do I.
He's fantastic. He is. Like I said, I think he did TV, and then he played this role that he'll probably be remembered for forever. It was one of the highest grossing films last year in its specific genre. It was the number one grossing film. And he played a role that was iconic beforehand, and then he goes and does it, and boom, now it's iconic under his...
So it's a Spider-Man thing, maybe?
Nope.
Is it The Fog?
It's not, but we're in that world. We're in that world.
That's a good movie, though.
And he has a brother that's also successful, and a father that's also successful.
Oh, it's
Michael Douglas.
Come on, it's right on the tip of your tongues, because I'm not going to tell you. Angel, you may know it, too.
Michael Douglas!
No, not Michael Douglas! What the hell are you talking about?
Wilmer Valderrama, or whatever.
Now I'm going to tell y'all, it's Bill Skarsgård.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah,
that was my next guess. I didn't pick any guesses.
I told you.
I think Russ Mublin said, I don't know.
Who's that dude? I don't know.
He played Pennywise in the new It.
Right.
His brothers are famous.
And
his brother
is from True Blood. They're a great-looking family.
They are. They're beautiful.
I don't know what the hell happened there.
That's what the Germans had in mind.
Yeah.
That's what they were thinking.
Yeah. You see this? It's pretty.
It's very nice.
Yeah. One of my goals is to play an iconic character. Just a character.
A Skarsgård?
You're
going to play one of them?
I would love to play him, but I don't think they're going to be hiring me. But a Pennywise, you know. And I don't care. Like, obviously, there's all different levels. You got J.J. Walker hated that he had his Dynamite guy. But guess what, man? People will always love you for it forever. And my buddy Kari Payton has this on both levels. I want it on the cartoon level, which he has it with Cyborg and Teen Titans, and then he's King Ezekiel. So you got to put goals out there, man. And I know they're big, lofty goals. But you put it out there and you inch towards it. And next thing you know, you get a little bit closer to it. All right? Now, posthumously, this person cannot celebrate her birthday. But she I don't know exactly how old she must have been. But recently a documentary film, I think it was a documentary film. Yeah, no, there was not a person playing this person. Was released in the theaters and we were kind of surprised about it. It was just her first name. Anybody guess? He's a musician.
Chair.
Close. Iconic. Had a very dirty bathroom.
Shania.
Beyonce.
Gia.
Whitney Houston.
Whitney!
There we go.
Houston's birthday today.
Oh, wow.
Man,
she was talented.
Man, she was. And as big a fall from grace up there in the top 10 falls from grace, would you say?
It's got to be up there, yeah. I mean, Cosby, her, I mean, a lot of those.
But there was never a love affair like the love of her between her and Bobby Brown.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no, I can tell. I don't like either of them.
Bobby went as far as to actually pull poop out of her.
Yeah, scientifically.
That's love.
That is love.
Is that in that movie?
No, it's on her TV show.
It's on her TV show.
Yeah, they left that out of the film on Lifetime. They decided to say.
What?
She was doing so much drugs. She was constipated.
Yeah, man.
He helped her out.
Yeah, he helped her out. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
That's... Enjoy your pasta.
Now, this
next
dude,
birthday.
This.
They use that as a testament of their love.
You ready? This dude is one of the baddest mother to ever step on the field. And the diamond.
Oh, it's Bo Jackson or Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders.
Neon Deion.
Prime time.
Who's a better athlete, Bo Jackson or Neon Deion?
Man,
Deion Sanders.
If I had to take one, I would probably take Sanders because he was also a very gifted track athlete as well.
Bo Jackson, though, great for a short amount of time. It was a short amount of time. It didn't last.
But that's like 1A and 1B.
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly,
100%.
You know, the difference between, again, those guys, whatever athletic endeavor they wanted to do at, they would have excelled.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Bo Jackson broke his hip, right?
Well, he just had a bad hip.
He extended
Have you ever watched the injury? If you watched the run that cost him the rest of his football and baseball career, at first, it doesn't look that serious. But if you watch it in slow-mo, and they show it to you on the 30 for 30, he actually pulls his hip, the strength of him,
yeah, it was
and dragging the guy that's trying to bring him down actually pulls his hip out of socket. And you watch it in super slow-mo. You can actually see the hip kind of pop. I'm trying to gross out.
Did you see that on the Bobby and Whitney show?
No, you didn't get to see the turd there.
Hey, you know, I used to think, oh, well, if that injury happened today, he'd be okay. Yeah, it would be a little bit better, but it still would be super severe.
Yeah. I think it's one of those ones that it's a, just a career ender.
But Neon Dion is on Instagram, and he's a broadcaster, and he is as inspiring as they come. He posts old pictures of him with these amazing athletic feats.
Oh, he's doing radio?
No, he does broadcasting for, I think, CBS or Fox News. Yeah. One of those sports. But on Instagram, he's a great guy to follow. He's always busting on his kids. Mm-hmm. Like, his kids will post something to kind of be hoodish, like, yo, da-da-da-da. And he'll be like, I didn't take you to private school so you could speak broken grammar. He's all on top of it. He is the only guy, I think, to play in a baseball game and a football game in the same day.
Yeah, I think so.
He seems like he has a good personality. He seems cool.
Yeah, totally cool. And, yeah, that's what's going on with the birthdays. Last but not least, happy birthday, Hoda. How do you say her last name? Hoda?
Coffee, right?
Hoda Cobb. It's C-O-T-B.
Kobe?
Yeah,
I
Cobb?
I have no
Cobb?
Idea.
Just Cobb?
What is Hoda? What's her ethnicity? Is she...
I don't know.
Yeah, she seems like a mixture of a lot of different lovely
things.
She's
a Jedi, right?
I think she may be a
half
Jedi.
Half woman, half alcohol, because she get drunk.
And last but not least, happy birthday, Sam Elliott. One of the baddest voices ever.
I watched Roadhouse again the other day, man. He is such a badass.
I can't remember the name of the film that he was just in where he played the old actor, but that was excellent. God damn, I can't remember the name of it now. Anyway, he's 74 years old, still crushing it.
Okay, was he in a lot of movies like before Roadhouse? Was he already a star?
Yes, he was.
And what else was he in?
Westerns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Her parents are from Egypt. She was actually born in Norman, Oklahoma, and grew up in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Yeah, I knew it was an interesting little mix there. Excellent. Well, guess what? I do know one thing.
I'm sorry. How old was Sam Elliott?
Sam Elliott is 74.
Oh, wow. Huh.
Yeah.
He can still whip my ass.
Yes, and
don't eat the big white mint.
Melanie Griffith.
How old is she?
61.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's doing all right. I haven't seen her in a minute, but I hope she's doing well. Is she still married
to that guy?
Antonio Banderas?
Yes.
I think so.
I believe so.
Are you guys not going to let him finish his catchphrase? Is that not going to happen? Because it seems like you're doing it on purpose at this point.
You know that Sam Elliott was in like the original run of Mission Impossible?
Was he really?
Yeah. I did not know that.
Sam Elliott's been around for a minute.
He was actually in one of the episodes of Good Times.
Yeah, he was in Mod Squad. He was in Gunsmoke.
He was in Tombstone.
Oh, cool.
Tombstone, yes.
He was in Evil. He was in the TV movie. He played Evel Knievel.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. He was in Roots.
Damn,
that's
I'm just making up stuff.
He was a policewoman.
He was in Parks and Rec. It was really funny.
He was great. In Parks and Rec, he was a hippie.
Yeah. He was Django.
I didn't know one thing today would be
All right. Remember to join us tomorrow. It's the Monster Back to School Skate Party. We hope you can be there. It's going to be a great time. This was very few times where Real Radio says, hey, bring the whole family. This is one of the times, one of the first times I can remember. Bring the whole family.
Man.
You don't need a babysitter. Come on out and skate with us. It's going to be a good time. We're going to have the skate races. We're going to have the couple skate where whoever wins is going to get $500 to the International Diamond Center. We're going to have, of course, Angel will be spinning the tune, Savannah and her snake skate, and Ryan Holmes is going to perform a cotton candy bonanza.
now it's a whole different thing.
And you can see what that is on our website at monsters.fm. When we come back, Angel's going to bring you Monster Sports. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Yeah, we don't like you either, but it's a really easy way to keep up with all our contests. Facebook.com/RealRadioOrlando
Lightstream.com, that's Lightstream.com. They can help you consolidate your credit card loans and save a lot of money. If you're... Hey, if you want to see what a cotton candy bonanza is, you can see it on our website at monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. We expect Ryan Holmes to do this.
That's exactly what it will look like.
It's on the website right now. It's sitting right up there. You can see what a true cotton candy bonanza is that Ryan Holmes will be performing
You got to dress up in neon colors.
At the Monsters Skate Night Party tomorrow at Astro Skate. Looking forward to it. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins along with Dirty Jim. James John is here. Ryan Holmes. Savannah. Carlos, and now Angel Rivera will bring you Monster Sports.
Some say he's the Deion Sanders of 15-minute sport reporting.
I think he's the Bo Jackson.
What, dude, don't look at me cross like that.
I don't know what you're doing over there, dude.
I fed you, bro. You're going to be cool.
I fed you.
Monster Sports brought to you by my great friends over there at Harry Buffalo. That's downtown Orlando's premier sports bar located right there on Church Street. Iconic location, iconic place to hang out.
Yep.
Great staff, great crew. The guys that are running the place are fantastic.
Perfectly centrally located for all the venues that are downtown. Absolutely. Would you not say? I mean, close
yeah.
to DPAC, close to the Bowl,
the Amway,
close to
that.
City, yeah. everything.
So I love that place. The food is great. I'm thinking about on Sunday, Chef Manny filled that place with 150 people just so everyone can watch him get kicked off the show.
He's a trooper, though, man.
That wasn't.
Yeah, I like that about him.
It's still a good part.
I would have never done that.
Me neither.
I would have been like, I don't even know what show you're on.
Yeah.
I thought I was on it.
Go check out the crew. That's Reese, Mo, Alan in the kitchen, the bar staff, Emily, everybody. They're all awesome people, and it's a great place to hang out. So we got a couple things going on here locally with a couple of our franchises, and I want to make sure I give them the love, right? Solar Bears, all right? Orlando Solar Bears are the only hockey team I'll talk about.
Right.
Is the Orlando
Why
Solar
is
Bears.
That, Angel?
Because it's Orlando, and I broadcast out of Orlando.
Yes. He's putting respect on her name.
Exactly.
But what about the Lightning?
No one gives a... So the Orlando Solar Bears are in a heated competition right now, and we as Orlandoans and fans of our professional sports teams need to go out and help them win this.
Okay.
Go to monsters.fm, click on my blog. They're in the finals of a local competition for the league that they're in.
All right.
We need to make sure Orlando wins. So
you got
just
a cool logo. Come on.
Yeah.
It's not a new logo.
Shades.
It's just our logo.
Shades is badass.
Yeah, it fits on every level.
There's another hockey story. I can't believe you're not going
to.
I don't know what you're doing here.
You don't know the other hockey thing?
No, I don't.
Mike Fisher from the National Predators and Carrie Underwood are pregnant? You're not going to do that?
Oh, my God.
That's not sports.
Mike Fisher and Carrie Underwood?
That's as sportsy as I get, man. I get a break.
They did it.
Not in there?
Okay. So what you're saying is they did it 9 months ago and they got a baby. Well,
Carrie Underwood and the hockey player are going to have a baby.
That means somebody tolerated her for 2 minutes.
She's nice.
Car. That's what I know about Carrie Underwood.
While you're on my blog page, take a chance and look around. There's some other neat things to look at.
There's all kinds of great stuff at Monsters.fm under Angel's blog for sure.
Have you done a twerk Tuesday with the guy that plays violin?
Man, what are you guys doing to him?
Give
this guy do his gig. What are you doing?
Did you send that to me?
Go ahead.
All right. Somebody, you seen that Gator video? A little baby gator DJing. He looks like a Michi, but he's a ladder.
Can you let him do his bit?
Sorry. There's just one where he climbs the fence.
We're allowed to interrupt each other when we do bits. Only when you read where you're at, we be quiet. We always interrupt each other.
It's fun.
I don't know why we got to be quiet during where you're at.
You don't. You're welcome to interrupt all you want.
I thought we were participating.
Where you at had gators and crocodiles in it, damn it.
There you go. I'm participating.
That's my favorite one. Especially when you did Gator City.
Yes, Angel.
Another one of our sports franchises here in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Commemorating 30 years.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I saw this.
Any guesses?
See, I'm back. I'm on Team Orlando Magic now because I like my mom.
That's what's up. They're doing some cool stuff, man. Yeah,
and Jimmy mentioned this last week about this, and it's never more evident with all the decisions and everything that they've done. The new management, the new front office staff is definitely putting their footprint on this version
of
the Orlando Magic with a bunch of different changes, a bunch of different things, reaching out to do different things that they haven't done in the past.
Tell me something, guys. The new guy, though, it's Mumbumba, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Mumbumba.
Okay.
Yeah, you just put an African curse on Nigeria.
Okay. It's Mumbumba.
He seems like a really cool guy.
He's a kid.
But can he play?
Because
I'm all behind him now. I haven't seen him play once.
Remember, he's a kid. He's 20 years old. I think 2021. There's a ton of potential. A huge upside on. But
he looks a little skinny.
Their whole squad is skinny.
Push him around, right?
Jonathan Isaac skinny, he's big, and Mo Bamba's big, and they're calling them the Thin Towers.
Our guys are slim.
Yeah, they are.
It
takes two. It takes like 3 to 4 years in the NBA to get to the point where you're
one of the other things. If you're an Orlando Magic fan, one of the other things that you can do, you see either Jonathan Isaac or you see Mo Bamba around town, buy them a burger. Buy them a pizza. If you see food,
need to hang out with us for a little while.
There you go.
I'm sending them that leftover sauce.
Okay, good.
All right, going back to the Orlando Magic, again, huge shout out to them. This is pretty neat. Now, it leads to a debate. And as far as Orlando Magic fans, hit me up, angel@realradio.fm, because I'm curious what you guys think is the most iconic Orlando Magic uniform, because in commemoration of the 30th season, they're bringing back the blue pinstripe uniform.
I like this the best.
Yeah. It's dope, man.
Do you like the blue ones or do you like the black pinstripe?
I like
black.
The blue.
Well, the blue one came. That's the T-Mac area, right?
Penny Hardaway era.
I think it's perfect. Why not bring it back? We drafted a big old center like Mo Bamba. And I like what they're doing. They're controlling things that they can control.
Another cool thing about this new uniform. Look at the two sponsored positions that are on the uniform. Again, we're in the NBA. They're starting to include sponsorship and positioning on the uniforms.
I know Disney, but what's the other one?
Nike.
Wow.
You're gonna notice that. Unveiled yesterday, so congratulations. And again, good look for the guys. So,
very different than last year at this time when it was like everything was quiet and we didn't know what was going on.
It's kind of like, man.
Yeah, but now it's like, it's cool, man. We've got props. Let's get that season started and see how we go.
All right, so this is how we get down in stock car racing.
All right.
Now we're talking sports.
And you talk racing, you don't say the G. It's racing.
I'm racing. That's a stock car.
It's racing.
Things got a little serious at Bowman Gray Stadium, North Carolina over the weekend.
The worst Carolina.
All right. We got a little bit
of Yankee Carolina.
We got an audio report of what happened on the track. See if you guys can pick this up.
Keepers flare. People do all kinds of stuff when they're mad.
Here you see the number 23 car of Andy Spears cut to the inside of Blake Walker's 99 car on Saturday night at Bowman Gray. Walker spins out after he says Spears wrecked him on purpose. Spears says Walker came down on him first.
I didn't deliberately wreck him. He turned left into me.
Watch here. The caution comes out. Walker cuts across the infield at the 23 car.
My son comes on the radio. My 14-year-old son says he's coming after you, Dad.
Spears says he got to a spot where he was safe, but the crew pushed him back out before both of them take off again, and this time Walker spins out Spears.
Oh, damn. I'm spinning out.
It's easy to be mad at everybody there because it's such a small place to race.
Spears spins around Walker's car as Walker's getting out, but Spears says he couldn't steer, and here they collide again.
I hit him. Wasn't intentional. And when my car come to a stop, I killed the switch.
Winston-Salem police officer C.K. Robertson then pulls out his gun and points it in Spears' direction.
What?
We say officers, Walker, and race personnel were in Spears' path and unsure of Spears' intentions.
Whoa!
He pulled out a gun.
Hey, man.
Okay, swear to God. I thought that was Carlos doing a voice.
A gun on the racetrack is the next gradual step.
Hey, Angel.
We had an officer there from the Winston-Salem Police Department. Weren't sure of the driver's intentions. So while the race is going on, and trying to control the driver, said driver Blake Walker, this officer decides that it was a good idea to pull out his sidearm.
Oh, okay.
And kind of pointing at the guy like, what you doing?
Man, if in NASCAR they all carry guns too, that would really...
It just seems like it fits.
Mm-hmm. That's the most Texas thing that's ever happened in North Carolina.
Yes, no doubt.
I
hit that kill switch. My son's coming up the back. He's like, hey, Daddy, they're riding your ass. I said, shoot him.
Should stop racing and just major in dramatic pauses.
Hey, you know what they say, shooting is racing.
I just came around turn four there and didn't know what the hell was going on.
Is the classic NASCar race car driver voice, right?
55 sounds 14.
What's his name again, Angel?
It's Skippy Bannon. It's Skippy Budson.
The driver in question that got the gun pulled on him was Blake Walker.
Who was the driver that pulled the gun?
Neither one of the drivers had a gun. It was a cop that was on the track that was helping to usher the car out of the track, and this guy was spinning around them all crazy.
And then my cousin Dinger was going through the side. You know his daddy created Batman?
Dinger Finger?
That's him!
Blake Walker sounds Dinger like Finger. Anybody Chuck Norris plays in a movie.
All right. I brought back a Dinger Finger joke!
You did good. That was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, one of the awesome things about going to the different stadiums around the country, whether you're going to Major League Baseball or NFL event, is that these stadiums have gotten to the point now, Jimmy as a foodie, everyone's got their claim to fame at all some of these places. They've got their go-to meal. Like, if you go there, this is what you eat, right? So the Arizona Cardinals have decided that they're going to throw down the gauntlet.
All right.
We're on the, you know, the NFL season's getting ready to start.
Okay.
And they are going to offer this up at their stadium. It's called the Gridiron Burger Challenge.
Right. Oh, I saw this. Yeah. My God. Okay.
So
all
right. The gridiron, I'm going to tell you what is all featured in the Gridiron Burger Challenge, and then I'm going to see what you guys, what you would pay for this, all right?
All right.
So it starts off with 5 third-pound hamburger patties.
Oh, come on, man.
5 all-beef hot dogs.
Gross.
5 bratwursts. 8 chicken tenders,
no.
8 slices of bacon,
no.
20 slices of American cheese, 12 ounces of fries, lettuce, tomato, pickles, tanker sauce, and it's served on a huge, giant 10-inch bun.
So the problem with that is there's way too much cheese on it. Way too much cheese.
Well, that's what I was thinking, too. Yeah.
So during ESPN was covering all the pre-season stuff yesterday, and they had one of these burgers, and one of the reporters went to take a bite. It was twice the size of his head.
Yeah, you can't.
How much would you pay for that kind of action?
That sounds like a mess to me.
You want to get in on that action?
I think it's $60.
No. I go higher.
What'd you go?
$100.
$100.
I'll go 50.
50.
169.
Why, dude?
Why?
Why, man? We're talking about food.
But wait a minute. Let me backtrack to this. Russ said he doesn't want it because it sounds messy.
It's a mess. And it's got cheese on it.
How did I pick up on that?
That
sounds like a mess.
20 slices of Kraft American Singles, 20 slices of American cheese. That's a whole pack of cheese.
Well, how much is it, Angel?
It's a mess.
It's $73 for that.
$73?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's cheap. Dude, that feed like 8 people.
They should have went $69. It was really too close to
They should have.
$69.
So if you're go see an Arizona Cardinals game, send me footage of you trying to down the Gridiron Burger.
No joke.
And that's Monster Sports.
Thank you, Andrew.
Game tonight, the Bucks play the Dolphins tonight in preseason.
We got the PGA Championship started,
right? The PGA Championship's right now, and
right
Tiger
now.
Woods is 3 over after 2 holes, which is not good.
Not good, huh?
Was that bad?
Yeah. So we hope he kind of straightens the boat there and makes it exciting for the weekend.
So the Bucks and the Dolphins, is it in Tampa?
Preseason football.
Yeah, I don't know where it is, actually. I don't know where they're playing.
Give me 2 seconds and I'll tell you.
Yeah, I know they're playing tonight. We're making plans to check them out. Apparently, they're playing that new running back they have. The Bucks have a really good draft pick running back. Name escapes me.
I think it's Dinger.
Yeah.
It's Dinger Finger.
Yeah, dude, it's fast as hell. He's like, I'm juking peoples.
Broadcast starts at 7 p.m. and it's Tampa Bay at Hard Rock Stadium, so it's Miami Dolphins.
Nice. How are the Miami Dolphins looking this year?
Who cares? They're looking great.
That's my team. That's the only jersey I have.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You can buy another jersey.
That's true. I can always buy another jersey. That's the way I look at it. Yeah, because the guy that has one hand, he plays for the Seahawks, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's coming out and vouching for this guy and say, look, this guy's a football player.
Hell yeah.
He could bring the heat. So I'm really excited for his season.
When camp started, the talk was, well, we're going to try to find a place for him on the roster. Now, apparently, the camp talk is this guy is vying for a starting role, and it could be the Griffin boys in the back in the backfield for the Seattle Seahawks this year, which would be an incredible story.
Their brothers.
It would be both of them. One of them definitely is a starter. His brother is a starter for sure.
Wow, that would be cool.
And another thing is, if you look at the UCF draft picks this year, UCF is destroying it in the NFL this year.
Really? See, I love stories like that. I mean, I'm not your typical sports fan. They pick a team and they stay with that team no matter what and blah blah blah.
Russ.
Like but a story like that, I'm going to pull for them. I'd love to see the brothers do well. Russ. I think that's cool. I'm a Seahawks fan now.
Dude, don't sell yourself short. Everybody when they talk about hockey talks about whose wife's pregnant.
Well, it's Carrie Underwood. It's a big deal. And she sings. Do you want some football or whatever the hell she sings for Monday Night Football? So there's a tie-in for football there too.
Okay.
I'm very sportsy. Whatever you gotta do. Now.
I'm a very sporty man.
I'm a sporty man. All right, you're listening to the Match of the Morning. Radio. 104.1. Radio 104.1 broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. Yes, Angel.
Do you know what this is?
That's Dr. Dre.
Well, you know, you heard him say Dre. Do you know how old this record is?
LL Cool J.
No.
Oh, my God almighty. No.
So there's a little group out of Compton, California called NWA.
So that would be...
Nasties with an Attitude?
Uh-huh. And this album...
Ice Cube,
Yella, Dr. Dre, MC Ren,
yeah.
Eazy-E.
Yeah.
This album is 30 years old
and
today.
It is.
Wow.
It's fire, straight just like Compton, it was the first day they released it.
Amen on that, Jimmy.
Like, you can take all these albums along with all the Public Enemy records and play them today, and they hold up like they were released yesterday.
Amen.
Huh.
God,
30 years. Mm. Holy smokes.
That's crazy.
It's nuts. Mm. Now, Brian, let me ask you a quick question.
Yes,
brother. You listen to hip-hop sometimes.
Absolutely.
Now, when they get to a certain part, do you say the word or skip over it?
I skip over the word.
Got it.
Kendrick. I don't need to be embarrassed by Kendrick Lamar at a concert.
Well, here's the rules, though. I'm going to tell everybody this.
Yeah, what is the rule?
The rule is this. When you're listening,
by the way, James John is here.
I'm here.
We got Ryan Holmes, of course, Dirty Jim, Angel, Carlos, Savannah, and I'm Russ Rollins. But go ahead. So James John,
people rules to listening to hip hop.
The only black guy here. You can tell us what we can do. And
Miguel, from Real Last, and he's on the Monsters a lot. We discussed this in length, and we've come up with the rules listening to hip hop.
Oh, good.
Now, if you're in your car, you're just listening to the music. You purchased the CD, or you purchased the music.
Yeah, yeah.
If you bought it, you can say it.
Oh, really?
Okay. Because every time you say it, the artist gets like a nickel.
Yes.
That's how it works.
Percentage share of a nickel.
If you go to the concert and you paid $100 for a Jay-Z concert, when he says it, you say it.
You say
it. Because you paid $100.
So you can say it if you paid for it.
Now, of course,
but if you didn't pay for it, you can't say it. Now,
who's going to pay for my hospital bill?
Well, that's something different.
When I'm next to a guy, Jay-Z, and I'm yelling out the N-word because I look at him and go, hey, my buddy James John. That doesn't sound black, by the way.
James John told me, said I could do it, and I paid money, and Jay-Z.
I'm not even sure James John is allowed to say it.
James, no, I'm not.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. James, I got a question. Okay, so let's say Darius Rucker writes a country song and he puts the N-word in it.
Ooh.
Is that acceptable?
Oh my God. It's been written in country songs before, but it's usually in Get Off My Porch.
Well, that was just David Allan Coe. I mean, come on. You can't lump all country music into that. That's unfair.
Yeah.
Well, if he doesn't use a hard R, I believe the delegation will allow it.
And then could country people sing along with the song
if they
pay for it?
Not with that accent.
That's not acceptable.
No, it don't sound right. Like, even if Savannah said it, it'd be like, whoa, wait a minute.
Texting somebody saying substitute the word
ninja
for the word.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you say ninja.
What am I, ninja?
That's just code.
It's ridiculous, though, man. Code.
Kendrick was wrong what he did to his fan.
You guys saw that video, right?
I saw it, yeah.
What did he do?
So basically, there's a part of the concert for Kendrick Lamar, who's arguably the best rapper in the game right now. And I guess the song has the N-word in it a bunch of times. And everybody's singing in the crowd. He pulls up somebody from the crowd. He gives her the mic. He says, sing along with me. Well, she starts singing along, and she uses the N-word, because guess what?
It's in the song.
And he says,
stop. You just did something. And he looks at the crowd and goes, was she supposed to say that word? And I'm paraphrasing here. I don't know exactly what he said. And they're just like, I'm sorry. And the whole crowd starts booing at her.
Oh, that's
like,
wrong.
You just set your own fan up who knows word for word the lyrics of your song, and you're going to diss her on stage to make some odd point? I don't know. I just didn't like that.
She a white girl?
Yeah, she was a white girl. And then, you know, you can't say that word. It's like, well, dude, the 16,000 people in this audience are moments before screaming it in a chorus. And so I don't know. It was just very bizarre to me.
That's a bitch ass move, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah.
I didn't like that.
Because, you know, I don't know if anyone knows, we can say the word. It's just not polite to.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, guys, after Russ said that, this is the last episode. I got dibs on his chair.
Hey, what do you think? How many Mustangs do you think have been built since 1964?
Jesus, wow. H. It may be the most built car in American history.
Yeah, so how many do you think they've built?
Hold on.
Hmm.
Hold on, man. That's going to be a couple hundred thousand a year. For that many years, I'll say.
Well, no, because you got to remember, take into account, there was a couple years where they hit that million mark.
Yeah. So, God, I'll say 25 million.
$25 million. What do you think, Carlos?
Man, all the way since what year?
Since 1964.
I'm going to go 69.
Okay. Yeah, Savannah, how many Mustangs do you think have been built?
A million.
In the world?
Yes, in the world. No, don't count the ones on Mars. No,
space.
Just in the world.
Like 25 million,
probably. 25 million. That's exactly
great
what Jimmy guessed. Okay,
Jay John. I say 27 million.
I'm going to go a little higher. I'm going to say, like, what, 35?
35 million. Yeah. Wow, you guys are all very high, I should say.
Oh, okay.
Ryan Holmes, what do you think?
I'm gonna go with 24 million.
Okay, and I know Angel knows. Right,
I think I do.
Go ahead.
If I could just because there was a documentary and
well, they just rolled it off the assembly line yesterday, and it was like a big deal because they've built
so 9 or 10 million.
Ten million. Okay. Yeah, they built 10 million Mustangs.
10 millionth.
The 10 millionth Mustang, yeah.
Yeah, I think that is the best-selling car in history of America, isn't it?
You know what they,
really?
Behind the F-150, sir.
Yeah,
you know what
the
they showed? I guess the first time it came, I didn't realize this. I thought I knew everything about the Mustang because I had one for many years. It was my car in
high school.
That
inherently just made you know all Mustang knowledge.
I actually rebuilt my Mustang, and it was mine was a 65. It was not a 64 and a half, but the 64 and a half, when it came out, it was the World the World Fair.
Debuted at that World's Fair. It was
at that World's Fair, and they sold 22,000 of them that day.
Yeah.
It was such a big deal. Like, it was
wow.
But, you know, the one that I had, the Mustang that I had, there's a little stamp that's on the block, and it tells you when it was built. And it was built, the one that I had was built on February 12th, 1965. So it was built the day I was born.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Which is kind of
cool.
You
know what? The other thing that Mustang, the notoriety that it has?
What's that?
If you go to YouTube, for whatever reason, Mustang drivers lead in all categories of classes. The guys that end up in wrecks after coffee and cars events around the globe.
Yes. Oh, yeah, because there are videos on YouTube of guys leaving Fox Body Mustang get-togethers. So, like, there's one in North Carolina, I think Angel's talking about, where it's like, you know, 8,000 people show up with their Mustang, and they do burnouts on the way out, and inevitably 10% of them run their car into the ditch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of Camaros have been built, too, but I don't believe it's even close to Mustangs. Because Camaro, I believe, was the answer to it. They've been building those since the 60s as well.
Yeah, but Camaro didn't start like until a year, maybe 2 years after.
Like the 67, I believe, was one of the first years.
Mustang
right?
had a couple years ahead of the Camaro.
Why does that happen, though? Why do they burn out and they just go out of control?
The thing with the Mustang is it's always been an affordable car. It's a high-powered, high-horsepower car that's very affordable. So sometimes, let's say the car potential and power is more than the driver's skill set.
I'll give you an example. If you want to YouTube this as well, go to idiots that own supercars that don't know how to drive.
Yeah.
And you'll see a guy in a $300,000 Ferrari has no clue what he's doing, but he's got $300,000.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Dinga Finger.
Dinga!
And I'm driving your 1964 Mustang right now, Russ.
I sold it to a listener, and every once in a while he rubs in the fact, I got your car in the parking lot.
I'm that listener, Dinga Finger. Driving your car right now, and it is so fancy.
Yeah.
He made Batman.
Is it still red?
It's still red.
Good.
Candy apple
red, yeah.
How the shocks?
What?
How the shocks?
The shocks? Nice and roomy. I believe a lot of banging was going on. Finger.
Those back seats are kind of little, I'll be honest with you.
I still think you have one of your pair. What is this? I have a pair of Jordache jeans. Yours?
Probably.
Finger lost the bone.
You just wanted to say dinger finger a bunch, didn't you?
Yeah.
And it makes me laugh.
There's nothing wrong with that. Well, you say that like it's bad. Why would you do that?
Dinger finger, where have you been?
I've been all around Central Florida. I go to hot dog heaven, and I eat a hot dog.
That car has been to hot dog heaven a lot, that's for sure.
No, it was like a dog on Homeward Bound.
I knew how to get there. Remote control.
I mean, that's a winner.
All right, thank you, sir.
Yell out your name, you win.
All right. When we come back, we got some email to read. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Of course, you can listen to James John every night here on Real Radio 104.1 with Real Laughs with Monster Comics.
Absolutely.
Every night but Friday, I'm sorry.
Every night but Friday. Can I shamelessly plug something, Russ?
I would be Please, for you to, yes.
Please.
Please do.
If you guys want, you're bored and you're in the Melbourne area this Saturday, come see me at Club 52. I will be there performing some comedy.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah, man.
Clap your ass.
He's a funny man.
He's a funny ass man.
Hey, also tomorrow on The Monsters, we're going to have Arnaz J.
Funny. Cool.
Let me say that again because I screwed it up. You ready, Angel? I'm sorry.
Hey, 3, 2, 1.
Tomorrow on The Monsters of the Morning, we're going to have guest Arnaz J. will be here from the Improv. We'll be also live on our YouTube channel. And it's Friday, and it's Knife Fight Friday, right, Savannah?
Knife Fight. We'll be knife fighting in here.
Are you bringing your knife tomorrow, Savannah?
Yeah.
I was trying to do a promo. Thank you very much. Right, I appreciate you really screwing that up for me. That's good.
I didn't have my mic on. Let's do it again. Hey, tomorrow's Friday. We're going to do fun stuff like bring knives and throw them at each other. Savannah, you got yours? Yep.
Oh, there you go. Okay. That's fine. Yeah,
that's I'll all make that work.
And scene.
That's beautiful.
That's all we need. All right.
I'm a professional. Thank you, Savannah. I've been doing this a long time.
I appreciate it. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins with Dirty Jim, Angel Carlos, Ryan Holmes, James John, and Savannah all here. I have an email to answer. I'm curious to see what you guys were all going to say about this one. This guy's name's Logan. Been listening for a while, he says. Logan, and there's a whole bunch of nice stuff he put at the front, but I won't read all that because it's just talking about how great we are. And then it goes to...
Read that part.
He said, I have a sort of want to hear what you all think, especially Savannah. I said, I had sort of a weird thing happen to me this weekend. After 6 months of trying to go out with a girl that I was convinced was the girl of my dreams, we finally slept together after dating for 2 months. Well, it was not what I imagined. She was really bad in bed, and I didn't enjoy it at all. The weirdest thing happened right after we slept together. She just wanted to cuddle all night long. I wanted her to get away from me. He says, she told me it was worth the wait, and she's falling in love with me. It's like the roles had reversed in the relationship in just 10 minutes. I always pursued her. Now she's pursuing me. We spent the rest of the weekend together, but I didn't want to have sex with her, and we didn't. But she wanted to. I don't want to ghost her because she's really a nice person, but she really was that bad in bed.
How can you be that bad?
I think I made a big mistake. Should I give the relationship one more try or time, or should I get out now? And this is Logan. And that's exactly what I thought. To Savannah, it couldn't have been that bad.
Be bad. I understand, but how can it be that bad?
Nah, sex is like bad pizza. It's still good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how could she be that bad? Jimmy?
I don't know. That's a very interesting thing. Maybe, I think probably went into a preconceived notion of what she was going to be like, and then when she didn't live up even the least bit, it just kind of crushed it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We all do that. Like, we all on vacation. Like, you did this very thing. You had this preconceived notion of how great your vacation was going to be.
Yeah.
And then you were rained on. Then it was a little boat. Then it was, so it kind of bummed you out a little bit.
It wasn't what I expected.
So I think that's probably what it was. It's probably his fault, to be honest with you.
So, Logan, what you need, I think you ought to give it another shot. It couldn't have been that bad. You probably maybe thought it was going to be one thing and it wasn't. But if you really like the girl and now you've been pursuing her for 6 months and now she's into you.
No. No, not at all, Russ. I'm sorry.
What?
Relationships are a very difficult thing. They're a
process.
Tell me about it. I know you know. But if you're not sexually compatible with a person, it's not going to be a good relationship.
That's true.
It's not. I mean, she could be a nice person, God bless her, but be honest and move on. Because it's not going to get better. It's just going to be that.
Well, I mean, maybe the sex could get better.
Maybe. Look at your face, though. You're squinting. That means you don't believe that.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to get
maybe
better.
Maybe she makes weird noises during sex like a goat.
It's like, oh, yeah, babe. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wish she said what it was that was so bad.
Yeah, because, like, man.
I'm trying to imagine.
I'm trying to run through the Rolodex of sex in my brain, and literally all of them were about 8.5s and up. Because it always ended well.
In your head.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like a race. I always finished.
Now, I can understand, women saying, though, this guy's bad in bed. Because, there's a lot for us to do.
Yeah, I never heard that.
But there's not a whole lot for a woman to do, and she couldn't be that bad.
Yo, man. That is not true.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That explains a lot.
Ryan Holmes?
Nah. Women can be bad in bed. That is a 100% fact.
Okay, give me an example.
There's several versions of it.
Okay, that's it.
Give me the version.
Tell us what's going to break you up.
Go ahead, Ryan Holmes. Tell us all the ways that women can be bad at sex. Ryan Holmes.
Yes.
Welcome to my new segment, All Holes Holmes.
Ryan Holmes.
Yeah, please explain in great detail.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Specifics.
Yeah.
They can just not move a lot.
Okay.
There could be like no noise.
Maybe they have no rhythm.
No.
Right?
That was a shot. That was a shot, Harold Navarro.
How much is a person supposed to move?
Enough.
A lot? Mean,
you
got to
give a little back. You can't be the only one moving.
Did you just say throw it back?
It's a rhythm thing, right?
Yeah. Throw it back.
Yeah, it's more motion of the ocean than it is.
I feel you gotta have that
motion going.
Angel, what would you tell Logan here? He says that he'd been dreaming about her. It was his dream girl. No. They had sex. He's like, oh my God, that's not what I thought.
Does he mention age here? Does he say how old he is?
He does not. His name is Logan, so he sounds like a kid to me.
Yeah, so it sounds like a young guy, and this is what novices do. Novice guy is out there, in the hunt. Captured his prey, and then is bored with it already.
He didn't know how to kill
her. I mean, exactly. He said within 10 minutes, he said the whole thing turned around, exactly. And then she was in love with him.
He's looking over the facts that he found a woman that enjoys being naked with him.
Yeah, exactly, you know? Angel!
And that is a really big, big deal, fellas.
Thank you.
I want to get a little deeper. Can we get a little deeper, ladies and gentlemen?
Well, it depends. That's what she said.
Phrasing, Russ.
I think Angel could probably get deeper than all of us.
Here's what I think. Yeah, I think he enjoyed the thrill of the hunt.
Yeah.
And he enjoyed the thrill of the hunt. And when he finally, like you say, turned around.
Realized he had a lot to do.
And he's like, oh, man, now she's after me. Now it's easy. Now she's wanting to cuddle and she loves. And she said, I love you. And oh my God, this is not what I.
Those are kind of the.
Didn't realize I had to clock in.
Yeah, those are the mistakes or those are the inexperience that a young guy exhibits.
Yeah.
You know, this is something that's, early in the game. So, young man.
Listen, there's a reason that Angel is just magnificent.
Yes.
It's because the way he talks about things like this, the way he talks about it makes you want to have sex with him.
Oh.
Like, that's just. And I know you have a girl and I'm not being disrespectful.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is. The way that he speaks about it is so much better than
the way...
It makes
people want to have sex with him. You're right.
You guys all talk like baboons.
Well, I got in there, but then she said she liked me, so I flipped her over and left.
Like, you're not making any sense.
But I didn't say that's right. I'm just saying it sounds like that's what happened.
No, you said, I had a lot of work to do. I didn't realize I was going to have to do all this. Like, you make it sound disrespectful and not good. But here's what I think.
What do you think?
Want to know my opinion. I think dude chased her down. He finally got in bed with her because of his expectations. She didn't meet them, but that's his fault, not her fault.
Totally.
Right? So if he put up with her for 2 months just so he could have this 10-minute fantasy, he might as well at least give it an opportunity to grow into something. Because maybe sometimes people have sex bad the first time.
It was a bad sex
maybe.
Day.
Like first dozen times.
I mean, I guess not.
You got to try over and over and over and over again.
But yeah, I think what Angel said is true. The sheer fact that a woman allows us to lay in a bed, take off her clothes, and then here we are, fat as hell, like, all right, you ready for some hunching? I'm serious. I look at my beautiful wife, and then I look at me, and then I go like, and she lets me. She just like lays down, and she's like, cool with it.
She's down.
Do you say
thank you afterwards?
I just look at her like, thank you, because like, you're letting me do these things, because I'm like, this is awesome. This is great.
I do whisper into my wife's ear, but usually it's sorry.
Yeah, I mean, women are beautiful. They take care of themselves. But
Logan, give her another chance.
Logan.
Oh no.
Give her another week at least.
I wonder what Dirty Jim's bedroom sexual scenario.
Oh,
everybody in these rooms, I can picture, with the exception of Dirty Jim.
Oh.
And it's just because his wife's so hot and he's not.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it.
Man, he's right there.
I know, right here.
He knows what I'm saying is true.
I got a feeling she has a pair of night vision goggles.
You think so?
Yeah.
No. You don't want to see a night vision.
Like when you just said you kiss her on the ear and say sorry,
looks behind you. It's just like that, right?
All I was thinking was
right in the middle of it, by the way.
How she's turned the other way? Like, how is she doing this?
Is it weird that I've imagined what that's like already?
No, tell me.
I have. I imagine it's a lot of talking on Dirty Jim's part.
Oh yeah,
like,
it's like the
radio show. It's like
just
segment.
Like any scenario.
You know what I mean? It's like, where you at?
Yeah.
We know where you're not.
Yeah. No, the origins of sex start in Asia. Mao Ting dynasty.
Like, you can. I always figure that sex with Jimmy, you learn something when you do it. He teaches you something. That's nice of you, though, Jimmy.
Do you have any idea that 40 million decks of cards have been printed since the beginning of this year?
I can't finish unless you say something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Tomorrow, 3 o'clock, the Jim Colbert Show. What do you have planned?
Just talking about my sex life. No,
good. I'm going to listen then.
We Animal House, we have some snakes coming in. Tell Luna the guys are coming around for that. We'll have an update on sports. Brendan O'Connor from Bungalower is calling in, or is going to come in to tell us about all the cool stuff. I think Carlos is going to call in and tell us all about more about the skate stuff and everything going on tomorrow
night. I'm going to try and stop by. In studio, make it a little easier, and around the 3 o'clock hour or so.
And then we have, we'll get headlines from that. And Ross is dropping a new video tomorrow.
Ooh.
That is brilliant. I mean, it is unbelievably good.
He's been working on it for a long time. A concept bit, what started as a joke here on the monsters and then led into what
started as a stand-up bit of his he's been working on for months. So I'm really excited to share that. So we'll do all that tomorrow, Train 3.
Very cool. On the Real Laughs next week?
Next week, we'll be there all four shows, Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m.
All right. And then you got your other show?
Yeah, I'm going to be at Melbourne this Saturday night. Come see me at Club 52. It's going to be a great time.
Ryan Holmes, where are you going to be, man? You going to do any trivia?
Tonight, I'm at Bonfires in Oviedo, so come hang out with me there.
That's a cool place.
Yeah, it's at 7 o'clock. And then Snake Skate. Snake Skate tomorrow. And then Brew Bus on Saturday.
You'll be with us for Brew Bus. It's going to be a lot of fun. Brew Bus on Saturday is going to be great.
Yeah, check me out at Walker Stalker this weekend. It's at the Orange County Convention Center. All of your favorite Walking Dead stars are going to be there. Go to walkerstalker.com and sign up for all the festivities. I'll be there all weekend.
Savannah?
I will be at Gatorland today, tomorrow. Oh, and I can't wait to tell you guys about my fancy party I'm going to tonight.
All right, well, that'll be tomorrow on the show. And then, of course, tomorrow night, it's Angel. What the hell's Angel listening to? From 10 until midnight. We got the skate party tomorrow night, and then we got the Brew Bus on Saturday. Thank you so much, everyone that checks out our YouTube channel.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. Thank you for going to Monsters.fm. And if you ever need anything, you got any questions or whatever, you can always email me, russ@wtks.com. Stay tuned for the News Junkie right after the Monsters. At 3 o'clock, it's the one and only Jim Phillips from the Phil's Foul. Then it's Tom and Dan. Then it's Real Laughs with Monster Comics. And we're back to do our thing tomorrow for a Friday edition. From James John, Dirty Jim, Ryan Holmes, Carlos Navarro, Angel Rivera, and Savannah.
And the leader of this mess, the merry man, Russ, think of finger, Rollins.
Hey, thank you so much for listening.
We got to get that. What? You keep going.
Best day
we
ever.
We got to go home. But we got to get the hell up out of here.
True.
Music Festival in Vegas is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1.